happen. It's the Wednesday show. Recording a little early today due to a special call-in from Mark Farner of Grand Funk. He's got a new single out. And
did you look at the video?
I did.
Some attractive ladies in that video, Mark.
Jeez. Like, yeah, the first one especially that served him the tea.
I think you and him have something in common.
Possibly. I'm trying to downplay that. Doesn't seem to work out very well. But anyway, it's Drew, Mark, Maz. Of course, recording on the Tuesday for Wednesday.
Sammy's birthday today.
Sammy?
Was 91.
91, wow.
Sammy Maz.
What's he doing to celebrate?
Taking my mom to the doctor. Maybe to diner later.
Oh, that's a bitch.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
Oh, man. Well, Bill Cosby was just sentenced 3 to 10 years.
It took so long.
I don't know. You know, honestly, I'm furious that he got to spend 5 months on house arrest. What kind of BS is that?
And he'll count that, of course.
And a jazz band for his birthday.
Although, it seems like he was totally miserable because of Camille. So that's kind of
Camille!
Cool. That's almost a bigger sentence for him.
I don't know. I feel like there's not enough complaining about celebrity and rich people justice, which is so different. I mean, of all the things that people get, I mean, everyone's so concerned about equality, diversity, inclusion, but it seems like in the legal system, we just don't give a shit. We just assume that special people get special justice, even people that rape 60 women.
At least.
Hasn't it always been that way with any society in general?
Well,
that's human.
We complain about injustices all the time, but this, I mean, him going home for 5 months before he's sentenced?
Yeah.
And then they were saying today that, well, he's appealing, so they may not send him. What do you mean? This is a little over the top for me.
He'll get off again.
What do you mean?
I don't think so.
Something will happen that'll keep him out.
By the way, Andrea Costan, have we talked about her looking like Lyle Lovett before?
Yeah.
We have, okay.
Yeah, we've had
kind of thought
we've
so.
We've had lots of separate at birth.
Oh, a Bill Cosby. You know, the Cosby Show was like the greatest show of the 1980s.
Maybe you should get rid of this song.
Oh, a Bill Cosby.
Is it even on TV anymore? And repeats?
Yeah.
It's still on?
Oh, yeah.
Even though
it is still on.
Even though he's going in the
slammer. Saying it was all canceled.
Yeah,
remember
I thought
when
it
was. They were saying it dropped. Yeah. Everybody dropped
it. I thought it was. MeTV wouldn't have it on. That's for sure.
Wait, somebody
I'm
else.
Positive it's still.
There was
on.
Another show that was dropped unceremoniously. I think it was over an accusation, wasn't it?
Let me think.
You think about that, Maz. Well, I bring up this. Somebody CNN was reading. I don't, this is so stupid. They were reading tweets about Bill Cosby, which is like really, you know. Tweet. I don't know. Social media is so
dumb. Gotta fill time.
I guess so. No, you're right.
That's a radio bit.
It's on TV One tonight at 8 o'clock. If you want to watch
TV One
Cosby Show,
what channel's TV One?
He did wear nice sweaters. Maybe that's why he's being treated that way. Anyway,
remember the old Coogies?
Coogies?
That's what they were. They were Coogies.
What's that?
That was the sweater.
Oh, is that what they called them?
Yeah.
Anyway, there was this tweet where someone who. I think they might have dove into their Twitter to find this out. Someone had said they were happy. Somebody get a text message?
No. Nope.
Or was that me?
I think it was you.
It might have been me.
I don't have my phone on silent.
I'll turn mine off.
There he is.
It's a drum cover of the song.
Someone was angry, or no, they were happy because Bill Cosby got 3 to 10 years, and then the person doing the story said, the same person said they support Judge Kavanaugh, and they went on to say that it's impossible to be happy about Bill Cosby and support Judge Kavanaugh.
No, it's not.
What?
Why?
Why? Because it's not politically correct to feel both ways. You believe the woman, I guess.
How about Ted Cruz getting chucked out of restaurants just because he's buddies with Kavanaugh? I mean, come on, man.
I think you're allowed to look at each case
really,
and make your own decision.
Yeah, you're allowed to think whatever you want. You're allowed to say whatever you want, and you're allowed to eat dinner, too. And these idiots at the Ted Cruz thing,
terrible.
I actually watched the video of it. We believe survivors. We believe survivors. These people are chanting. And so I guess if a woman says anything about sexual assault, you believe it.
Yeah.
Why don't you take the guy to jail? Just cuff him and take it. And I'm not saying you
they
shouldn't.
They love coming up with the chant, too.
How
long did they work on that chant? Who decided that was going to be the chant?
There was one really funny part, though, where the chick goes, Beto's hotter than you, or Beto looks better than you, the guy he's running against. Which, what?
Then I go from watching the story about Cosby to a story about, well, they're interviewing a female. I think she worked with Brett Kavanaugh, and she was saying she absolutely believes him, that this just doesn't. I'm like, you don't know. You can't possibly know. I mean, you can say you believe someone, but to suggest that you know is insane.
Correct.
You don't fucking know. No. It's ridiculous. Well,
I think that's the annoying. I think
only
that's the
two
thing.
People know. That's it.
And I think that's the thing you get annoyed with, is just each side is pushing.
Yeah, if you're on the something. Left, you believe the girl. If you're on the right, you believe Brett Kavanaugh.
But that's not true.
I don't know how you can believe either one. I mean, there is information available. I suppose you can speculate. But to act like you absolutely, you're certain of it. I don't know, I even hate it when lawyers do it and say, my client did not. You don't fucking know either. But they're paid. So
right.
I guess they have to
how do lawyers? I really never knew how
I don't
lawyers.
Know. I don't know.
How do you protect someone that you know is dead guilty? True. I mean, you're making a lot of money. I get it, but
well, you're not supposed to, but
you're playing a role.
Yeah.
You're doing your job.
I know.
You think it's your job.
It's a hell of a job.
And you are paid well, yeah. Hopefully. So anyway,
did I see that the Chuck Grassley, the Judiciary Committee, is bringing somebody else in to ask the questions, which I thought was a smart
move
by
are.
Them. That's
they
smart,
are.
Isn't it?
I suppose. Having
good.
Those old guys ask questions will probably look bad. I think they're just getting out of the way. I mean, this isn't
that's
any
smart.
Good for them. And the two people who are believed to be the swing Republicans, oh, my God, they're protesters outside their offices screaming and chanting. I would vote yes just to fuck with those people because they're so annoying.
Well, they might.
I don't know what they're going to do.
By the way, you know if Gretchen Whitmer wins the governor.
Well, the roads are going to be fixed.
Right. Not only that, no, but she'll win because of this block that you live on. I've never seen more signs on one block in my entire life.
I know. This is a signy block.
This is going to carry her, I think, this block.
Breaking news with Ward Grimm.
What?
Bill Cosby's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame will remain.
Okay.
What?
Should we call the committee that
how
does this?
But yes. How destroyed will it be? How destroyed will it be?
It's not going anywhere, they
say. Let's call the committee, and then we got to call the athletic trainer who has admitted that he pounded off high school athletes to make them perform better. He said he got no sexual gratification out of it. He told them not to tell because it would be considered performance enhancing.
Got it.
The fact that he pounded them off.
Pounded them off.
And they couldn't tell anybody because then it had to be cheating.
Right.
Then everybody would start pounding
off.
Plus
it's their secret only.
He sounds like a team player to me.
He is a trainer.
I do want to point out, though, some of the players, and you know, we're trying to work our way through the story. Some of the players claim he did oral sucks and sex.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he blew some of the kids.
There was some
and
butt stuff.
He may have put something in their butts.
Oh.
But he didn't like it.
Did he put himself in there?
I guess
he thought he did other stuff.
I think he was experimenting with other performance-enhancing activities, possibly.
He's a scientist.
Yeah. I mean, empirical observation. And he actually produced stats to show that they were performing better, too.
How old were these boys?
16, 15, 17. Maz doesn't like this story.
I don't like it either.
I mean, it's over.
I'm sorry, we can't stop it.
Do we know if their performance was enhanced? Did they do better
afterwards? He produced stats, supposedly, showing that
showed before and after?
He did a baseline of what their performance was and beat them off. And
that's
then,
what I guess
they
that's what they made it sound
40.
Like.
I don't think you're supposed to whack it before games and stuff like that. Doesn't it make your knees weak?
They probably ran a faster 40 to get away from him.
I think Muhammad Ali used to say that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a fact.
This is a fact.
It is
not. I don't know if it's
a fact. Yes, it is. You're not allowed to screw during training.
You're getting that from Rocky.
So maybe the trainer was
that's
throwing.
Women make these weak.
That's what it's from.
You're right. I think it is Rocky. It was the trainer throwing games, possibly?
Possibly.
He was working for the opponent?
He could have been. I bet he was taking the under.
We got his phone number.
That's good.
It'd be interesting to find out.
He'd be a great guy to talk to.
He's not gay either.
No.
So anyway, but first of all, let me tell you that Zod Ford and Holly has a major announcement. September is truck month at Zod Ford, and they have deals that are almost too good to be true. And no, it's not that I won't read that part of the copy. During September and only at Zod Ford, experience their world-famous two-for-one truck event. Two trucks in just one payment. When you lease one new 18 Ford F-150, get a second new Ford F-150 lease included. That's two trucks in just one payment. What's the hook? The hook is that you can't experience the two-for-one truck event unless you drag your ass off the couch and get the Zod Ford and Holly before September ends.
That's like five more selling days. That's it.
Lease a new 18 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 at $363 a month and drive home with two new 18 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4s, period. Player Dave, period.
And we've got it. We've got some choices. Come on in and look at them.
Are there multiple colors?
Yes.
So you can't. You won't have to drive two black trucks home.
First thing I do is I take them out and show them the colors.
Period.
Exactly. No need to call or email. That's Player Dave, just to emphasize the point. Just head to Zod Ford, pick out your two new trucks, and pay just one low payment before September ends, or Maz runs out of trucks, only from ridiculous friends at dealsinthed.com.
You know our friend Mr. Matt, of course, Joe Kanjuk. I sold two cars to his sisters yesterday.
Thanks
one to each
for
sister.
Listening to the podcast.
How about that? Isn't that great?
So that's four vehicles to Mr. Matt, the Mr. Matt
so
family.
Jamie and Jen, thank you for coming in.
Jamie and Jen Matt?
We call them Sister Matt instead of Mr. Matt. They're Sister Matt.
I see.
So thank you very much.
And how's Mr. Matt doing?
He's doing great. He could always use more business, but he does get some people here and there asking him for the Drew and Mike Matt, which, of course, I have at my desk.
Wait, is there any news about Kavanaugh putting his penis in somebody else's face?
Oh, nice.
What?
Is there something new about Kavanaugh putting his penis in some girl's face?
Not today.
I just got a new message. This person must be behind. They apparently are going to get a thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh. Okay.
And Brandon McAfee... Late prep? Well, that's not late prep. We're starting early. Okay.
What did he give you?
I
did see his prep.
That's a whole series. Did you read his prep?
I did. He's got some good stuff in there.
Golf ratings up. Wait, Ace Frehley. Ace Frehley will walk down the aisle for you for $6,000?
Yeah, that's cheap.
Walk your bride down the aisle?
I got their number if you want to call the Kiss Wedding Chapel.
Oh, I think that's... Wait, I didn't even... Did you read Brandon's prep today?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Well, he did. I didn't. There's a whole...
There's another thing. On Uber and Lyft drivers getting robbed now. Not robbed, but they're making half the money they used to make.
Fascinating.
I used to be one of those drivers.
Wait, why is Uber making half the money?
Because they think there's too many people now that are working for Uber and Lyft, so it's driving the price down. So no one's making
money, because cabbies aren't making any money.
Correct.
And no one at Uber's making any money.
There's too many out there.
There's too much supply for the demand of peer-to-peer driving.
Well, that just sucks.
A surprise.
Because honestly, I had a long conversation about Uber with someone who... had worked for Uber. They didn't work for them anymore. They weren't a driver. They worked for Uber.
Oh, I see.
Like Uber management. And they were telling me that really the way they felt was that Uber had taken away the ability for cab drivers to make money and cab companies because they're so much cheaper.
Yeah.
But because they weren't paying their drivers that much, the drivers are basically taking money out of their cars by driving all these miles and not making very much money.
Right.
So he was kind of suggesting that there really was not a lot of money in the transporting people from point A to point B.
You know, I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
If you bust your balls 12 hours a day, you can make some money. But that's all you're doing is drive, drive, drive. When I was doing it, they didn't have tips. Now at least you could tip the driver.
But that's optional.
It's optional.
10 hours a day, isn't it? I put in work.
Can they only tip cash?
No. You could put it right on there.
Oh.
Okay. You use your app. App for everything.
You're not still doing it anymore, are you?
No, I don't have time.
I wouldn't think so.
If anyone wants to ride the Holly back and forth every day, I'll do that. Do you remember when Larry David picked up the hooker just to drive in the POV lane?
Yes.
The lane. It was great. At the Dodger Stadium, just so we can get the fans.
Breaking news with Mort Crim.
Oh, my God, in the middle of the break. Breaking news. This show is so exciting.
Look at Bill.
Judge denies Bill Cosby bail, locked up immediately.
Look at him. He's gone.
Honestly, I can't believe this was even open for debate. He's so fucking guilty. They heard testimony from five other girls in the trial. He's been called a sexually violent predator. Why would they not? I don't even know why. I mean, it is breaking news.
He's blind.
He broke in, but.
Look at him walking in.
Oh, hey, hey, hey. Oh,
fuck him.
He's not
remotely remorseful. Not one bit.
I think he is now. He's sorry he's going to jail.
Now here's the other ridiculous side. Why are they celebrating? I mean, he was already found guilty.
Because I think they thought he was going home. I think a lot of some people thought he was going home.
I suppose
we are going
home. You know what's weird to me? I keep seeing this where Gloria Allred is, you know, she's representing the victim. Why do the victims need a lawyer?
That's their voice.
Yeah, probably. Get their story out.
But she's always representing people where I go, why would that person? Because I assume they have to pay her.
What do you have her as your voice? At least you know you're going to get pub if you have her.
I would think she's doing this pro bono. Wouldn't you? For most of them? How much work is it for
her? Yeah, I don't know.
It's so they can get their story out and she'll be on TV.
That's true. She gets to be on TV.
How much are they
going to
get out of this?
Who?
The victims.
Oh, well, they could sue him civilly. You're right.
They're going to get
some. That's
something.
Not a bad idea.
No, they're gonna get, she's going to get her piece. She's not doing it.
Bankrupt that fucker.
Yeah, they're going to get something.
Camille was not in the court today. I assume she's still in the guest house after their fight.
Wouldn't that be great if Cosby got out and he was homeless because he got sued out of all his money?
Do you want to know what happened in their house last night?
What?
Because we found out about his going away.
Let me just finish by telling
you. We're not done.
Dr. Roshan FaceTight. help bring
My
you
bad.
Back to your face with FaceTight. Reduce fat, tighten the skin, have no scars at all. Get all the details on how much more youthful you can look at DROCHE.com and then laser skin resurfacing. Dr. Roche is the only cosmetic surgeon in Michigan that performs the new CO2 Active FX and Max FX laser treatments for laser skin resurfacing. These help to bring smoother skin and a quicker recovery time for you. The only thing I can say is look at the pictures. DROCHE. They got the 3D facelift. You think about having a facelift, but you have concerns. It's not like it where they used to take all that skin out and stretch and you know, it's not. They do so much better work now with this. Call Dr. Roche, boobs, always boobs. And then there's Diva, there's Lipo, there's Tattoo, where they do it all. They've got lasers whirring all day long over there. 248-338-1110 for a consult. 248-338-1110. And, okay.
We got to call Marner soon.
Call
you got his number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. I'm so lost already.
In the meantime, I
want to call the guy that beats off the high school kids.
Oh, we definitely
we have
to
his
get
number?
With him.
Is that 100%?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not 100%. The 100% for the KISS, what's it called?
The KISS Chapel?
Chapel.
Yeah.
Which is right next door to the KISS Mini Golf.
And what does,
who wouldn't put a chapel
KISS
next
Mini
door?
Golf?
Yeah.
That's a whole date, and if the date goes really well, go to the chapel and get married and have Ace walk you down the aisle. Yeah.
Ace get a hole-in-one in Gene Simmons' mouth. Is that how they do it at the KISS Mini Golf?
With his tongue out?
Yeah.
You're probably right. Yeah. That is
you know it's that.
Right.
You know it's that.
Ace is making an appearance there that weekend for his album. That's the only time he can be.
What?
Married. Yeah, it's not like he'll just fly
well,
in.
Why are they charging you $6,000 then if he's going to be there anyway?
Good point. It'd be $10,000 if he wasn't there.
I cannot believe the way KISS just hornswoggles money out of the KISS Army. It's incredible.
Hey, they're a machine.
It's too expensive for me to be a fan.
Do you think it bothers? Do you think it bothers
the presses? Soft magazine is hot off the presses right now.
Ooh, Cosby Sense. Wow, look at me. He's got me in a like a prison guard's uniform. That's pretty cool.
Hulk
Cosby's
Drew.
Bummed. I'm smiling.
Yep.
Cosby sentence 3 to 10 years? Hulk Drew responds. Well, I was responding yesterday when it was unclear as to whether or not he was going to prison.
And then the other number we have is for the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Boy, we've got a busy day on the phone. I'm excited. We should open the Hall Financial Hotline or else Farner won't
Powered up now.
Is Farner calling us?
No, we're calling him.
Okay. Farner is in Mark Farner. Are you a Grand Funk fan, Mans?
Yeah, it was good. They were good.
That's all they get out of you?
I'm happy. He's
you're
good.
All over the radio. No, you're a pot top 40 fan. They
no, and he's,
dominated.
I like what he's doing. He's coming back like Paul McCartney. Can't stop these guys.
No.
He Can't Stop is the name of his new single,
exactly.
Which will be available
How about
soon.
That?
Did you really do that on purpose?
I did.
It is.
Really?
I have it right in front of me.
Interesting. I went online, you know, and I'm watching the video, and then it just pops the next one, and I wasn't really paying attention. And it's all Grand Funk members going back and forth about why they're not together, which seems so stupid to me. And Mark Farner is the only one that talks any sense. I'm assuming there's something I just don't know about this dispute. I don't know what it is.
You think he'll tell? They don't like to tell, you know. They like
he's
to keep
he's
those.
Talked about it.
They like to take these things to the grave.
Oh, I think he still wants. Yeah. I think he's still politicking for it.
Who'd we have on that we couldn't get him to rat on Eric Carmen? Who was it?
Oh, from the Raspberries.
Yeah, for the Raspberries.
The guitar player.
Yeah,
good guy. He kind of ratted him.
Yeah, kind of. He kind of did. He kind of did. Like it.
Mark, fine.
I can't look at Eric Carmen the same way since we talked to him.
I know. Well, I imagine him sitting in the front seat of the car because of his hairstyle.
So poofy and stuff.
Yes. He was a man of poof.
He was.
Can't Stop, the new Mark Farner single, is out today. And we all watched the video earlier. And I think we have the man himself from Flint, Michigan, Mark Farner. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
How are you?
Mark.
Drew and Mike, how y'all?
We're good. We've got Mark and Maz
Sounds
in the house,
good.
Too. Yeah, how are things going for you?
Things are going good. I'm getting busier, and all of a sudden, in the last, like, 6 months, all these video propositions are starting to come to me, and it's like, holy crap, man.
When you say propositions, what does that mean exactly?
People wanting to do something with me, for me, and for the good of the music. And like the guys from that I met at Fantasy Camp, you know, they contacted me. They said, we love you from, you know, they were raised on Grand Funk, and they're younger guys, younger than I am by, you know, 10, 15 years. But they said, we have got an idea, and we would love for you to be part of this and really want you to sing it because you influenced us to write this damn thing, and now you, none of us can really sing it like you could sing it. So I go out there, and I love those guys in the first place. I met them at a Fantasy Camp, and each one of them is Ken, is the guitar player, Kevin, the bass player, and Jim McCarty on the drums. Those guys are, they're locked down. I mean, because they were friends in Salt Lake City, Utah, grew up together, and now they live in different states, but they get together, you know, every once in a while, and the magic happens. That's just like if I was to get back together with Don and Mel.
Okay, we were just talking about that because, you know, I watched the video for Can't Stop, and I have to ask you about the girls in the video but before we get too far along here. And immediately, it pops in the next video, and there's Mel talking about Grand Funk. There's you talking about Grand Funk, and you were the one that was saying, why are we screwing around when we know together we can draw a much bigger crowd, and it's what everybody wants, which is exactly what any fan of the band is saying. So what is the block? Because they have the name, they think that they can do it without you? That seems crazy.
It is, but that is that's the intention that has been made known. And it's too bad because they're just, to me, man, they are off their path. This is not, you know, following a good heart to intentionally do harm to someone.
What's the rub? There has to be a dispute. Is it a fight over, like, I get 40% and you only get 20%, or is it...
It's Brewer and I, and I believe, you know, it's just a professional jealousy, call it. Because he always wanted to be up on the front of the stage, and everybody looking at him, but he's sitting behind the drums. And this has kind of got back to me through other people that we used to work with, and I'm thinking, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it ain't good. Because he ain't following his heart. He's following something in his head. People got to let go of stuff.
What does Grand Funk draw, though, without you? I mean, what's the crowd size for a Grand Funk show?
I couldn't tell you. I do know that they're doing county fairs and casinos.
Well, that's okay, but...
Would it be better with everybody?
Of course.
Without a doubt.
I always feel like with a lead singer, it just doesn't sound the same.
Uh-uh.
It doesn't, and
but you're a guitar player too.
I've had a lot of people that come and tell me at the autograph table that they have seen the other guys, you know, and then of course they compliment me because I am the voice they heard on those records. And that night they heard it, and it was in the same keys, and they loved it. And they said, "There is just no comparison. Why the heck don't you guys get back together?" And that's what I've been saying for the last 15 years.
What happened, you know, when you guys did get back together in, I think it was 96, and you were together for 3 years, and then that sort of, what blew it up then?
Well, Brewer came to my hotel room after a gig and after a after show party, and we, you know, had a few beers. And he knocks at the door. I let him in. I said, "What's up?" He says, "Farner, we all three of us need to sign our individual ownership of the trademark into the corporation where it'll have this protective umbrella and this kind of stuff." And, you know, I didn't finish high school, and he had gone to law school, and I figured, he's my friend. He wants to help. That's what I was going through my mind anyways. But I'm going to tell you something. Alcohol impairs one's judgment. The first thing it affects is your judgment. And just ask any Native American, And people can be taken advantage of in that state of mind, and that's really what happened. I didn't find out until I got notified that I was no longer a officer in the corporation, and I was only a shareholder. I said, "What?" And then they made known to me what they were doing. They tried to bully me into going out with them in this. After doing that, I mean, you know, after pulling that, and then me finding out about it, it's like, "Are you kidding me?" That's a slap in the face.
Sounds like a Facebook thing. Remember how Facebook?
Well, it wasn't good, and it's just some kind of personal horse crap.
Speaking of impaired judgment, I was reading a story about one night you were invited by Jimi Hendrix to come into his dressing room, and there was something on the table, and what happened?
Well, I told him I've never done that. I don't do that. Thanks anyways. And then his right-hand man there, he had a switchblade in it. He says, "Just do a little sum off the end of this blade here." And he stuck it into one of the snowdrifts that was laying on the table. And he pulled it up to me. And I whiffed that thing, and oh, my God, my eyes crossed, and smoke shot out of both my ears. I crawled up on top of the equipment truck cab. I was leaning up against the box on a box truck, fixing to watch my guitar guy go on stage. I look over, and because I'm right at stage level up there on top of that truck, and I look over. I got a packing blanket. You know, I'm comfortable. Yeah. And there's Jimmy. He comes on stage, and I saw those guys. Man, they, I'm not kidding you, it was just like Hoover vacuums. Gone. Gone.
Wow.
And so he gets on stage, and, you know, he cannot connect his hand with his guitar neck. He tries at least six times and fails. This, no shirt, no shoes and socks, just a pair of blue jeans, long-haired, blonde-haired, skinny kid. Goes, I don't know where the hell he came from, but he walks up behind Jimmy. He grabs the guitar neck. He grabs Jimmy's hand. He put them together and walks away. And Jimmy starts playing.
Oh, like, man. Oh, that's good stuff.
Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad. You like three pieces, don't you? Because I know you were a huge Hendrix fan, and you like Cream a lot. So I thought, well, you must be you were in a three piece, of course, forever. Is that your preferred size?
Yeah, it wasn't my idea. In fact, I contested it, but two out of three in this thing works, and I'm just happen to be the odd guy out.
Hey, you played with Ringo. Ringo's still hopping around out there. Any calls back to him to get back on with him?
I haven't heard from him, but he's a great guy to work with. I mean, he's full of stories himself, and he loves to have fun, just like all of us, man.
Well, that's not a three-piece. How many people were in that
a
band?
A ton. It's an all-star band.
No. Randy Bachman, John Entwistle, Billy Preston, Felix Cavallari.
Mark, is that too many people?
No, man. It was rocking.
How cool is that?
Was Mark Rivera, and then there was Zach Starkey on the drums, Ringo's boy.
And with Billy Preston, that's two out of five Beatles, technically.
He's the fifth Beatle.
That's right.
Listen, Entwistle is funny. I've been listening to a lot of Who music lately. I can't, those bass lines just slay me. Did you find him to be that special a bass player?
I did, because he came to me, and he says, "I know the song, I know the chord changes. He says, but Brother Mark, would you be objectionable to me adding a little me? And I said, please, by all means, let me hear. And he started doing some things where he was doing the harmonics off that bass, and it was so beautiful. It was like, holy crap. But in order for him to hear it, dudes, he had that thing on 20, and if you were anywhere near him, you couldn't take the sound pressure level. And I happened to get stationed right next to him. So, wow, he was doing things, but I had to separate myself by about 10 feet so I could just gain my balance again.
Wow. Playing Shea Stadium, Mark, I'm sorry, you guys sold it out quicker than the Beatles in 71, which is amazing. I mean, Grand Funk was so big. And did Peter Frampton with Humble Pie open for you guys?
Yes.
Wow. How old was Frampton?
Steve Marriott. And Jerry Shirley, I kind of bumped. That band rocked. And they opened our European tour prior to us coming home and doing the Shea Stadium gig. And we said, these guys are really rocking it good. And every night, dudes, before they go on, they put a boom box in the dressing room and turn it way up and play all the Motown stuff and R&B and, you know, and sing and warm up to it and smoke hash and, you know. ready.
Frampton had to be really young then, because wasn't Frampton, he must have been at like 20 or 19.
His biggest album was 76, I think. That was the first biggest one. Frampton comes alive again.
That was great.
Right on.
Wow, and you guys, I was just watching a video of you guys playing I'm Your Captain at Shea Stadium. That crowd looks absolutely crazy, and God, you guys sound so good for playing in a big stadium like that in 71.
I was wondering if anyone could hear them, because they couldn't hear the Beatles when they played.
Thank you. Yeah.
Their crowd's a little more stoned.
Yeah, of course. They didn't care.
That they were using the house system for the Beatles.
Yep.
And for us, they had brought in a real PA, nice. But there was no monitors. But I tell you, when the audience started singing, and they're in a semicircle, you know, around second base there, so the focal point was second base. I'm telling you, it took over the whole stage. Their volume from their voices singing, "I'm Getting Closer to My Home." Wow, it put a softball in my neck, man, and I had a hard time trying to sing it. The emotion. Oh, my God, the love of the people, you know.
That's awesome.
A great video online. That is such an interesting song. It just sounds so different for Grand Funk, but I love it. I'm Your Captain.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, Tommy Baker had a lot to do with the sound of it because he did the whole orchestration. Tommy Baker was the band leader on the Upbeat show in Cleveland, Ohio, and we used to go down there as Terry Knight and the Pack, where I was playing bass and Don was on drums. And we were Terry Knight and the Pack down there. And Tommy Baker was the band leader, as I said. And he told me, he says, man, he heard me jamming the song. He says, I love that lick. I love that lick. He says, when you get to the end, just keep playing I'm Getting Closer. Just keep going. Repeat over and over. He says, make yourself tired of it, man, but give me a lot of room. I need to stretch out on that. And we gave him evidently just enough, because it sure did stick in a lot of people's mind, and it's still the military's number one pick. And if they're, I don't care where they're at, they're in a foreign country, they all want to be closer to home.
What, that's how long is that song? That's a long song.
Like 9 minutes and something.
That's what I thought. I remember playing it back in the FM days. And
was
really
that a bathroom break for you?
Yeah, it was a great bathroom break.
Great bathroom.
It was a special
right
bathroom
on
break.
That.
That was a go outside and have a beer break.
There you go.
Do anything during I'm Your Captain. So now where can people get Can't Stop if they want to? Can you download it today?
Today's the debut.
Yeah, today.
This
today's
is the available. Debut today, and I believe it's available.
I saw it on Ultimate Classic Rock.
It's going to be the YouTube thing, Facebook, your regular.
Everywhere.
Yeah, your regular app.
So people can start searching for it today.
Yeah, man, I can't believe the amount of people that's texted me and called me, emailed me today that have seen it all over the country.
Cool. And who are those lovely ladies in the video?
The lovely Asian Chinese gal.
I didn't really see her face.
Yeah. The one that brought you tea.
That's the lead guitar player's girlfriend.
Really?
And she's just a beautiful personality. She's as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside.
Well, we only saw the outside.
Yeah,
she's
that's
beautiful.
All really
that's
we care
saying
about.
A lot.
Now, who was feeding you grapes in the video?
Yeah.
There's a very attractive woman feeding you grapes.
Yes. Now, that was Chloe. And Chloe is just...
great personality.
That personality that is just freak. I mean, freak. She's like, her head is in a perfect cloud.
That's awesome.
And how do you know her? Who is she?
She was just a friend of Linda's, they say, you want to be in a video? She
worked
said,
in
yeah.
the grape aisle.
All right.
And I know said Mark Farner still will take his shirt off in a video, just like back in the Shea Stadium days.
Yeah, as long as I can lay on my back.
I thought about that.
Hey, do you get any royalties from the Homer Palooza episode?
No.
That's still pretty nice to be mentioned in that series.
And
series
in a Curb, still going and strong. A Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And Curb, yeah, my favorite.
That's the reward in itself. Brother.
You bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about that? Well, hey, congratulations on putting some new music out, and hopefully a lot of people check it out. I see I got it right here on YouTube. It can't get any easier than that. Mark Farner's Can't Stop. There's a 6-minute video there. You're reading a little mail, and then the song takes off. And, Mark, it's great to talk to you, as always.
Good to talk to you, Drew and Mike. God bless you guys. Knock them alive.
God bless you.
Mark!
See you, Mark.
See you,
Mark! Boy. I was watching...
He was living good, huh?
Yeah. I was watching Behind the Music. I looked up all... It's funny because the band broke up and they're having this fight. I had to look up all their celebrity net worths. Mm. But I forgot Mel Schachter's and Don Brewer's. But Mark's is $16 million.
Not bad.
According to celebrity net worth.
Chump change.
You guys
right?
back there know Grand Funk, right? Nobody knows the band Grand Funk? The wild shirtless lyrics of Mark Farner? The bong rattling bass of Mel Schachter? The competent drum work of Don Brewer? Oh, man.
That's good.
For more information at Grand Funk, consult your school library.
That is such a great episode.
What did they do on Curb? Because I remember the name Mark Farner on Curb.
I think it was the Buckner episode, and they had a lawyer that represented him. Yeah.
All right. I totally remember them
when I
saying
to
his
a
name.
Really good song. I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks. And then sometimes I switch it up like no, 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 don't stop a rocking.
Dad, please, you're embarrassing us.
No, I'm not. I'm teaching you about rock music. Now, Grand Funk Railroad paved the way for Jefferson Airplane, which cleared the way for Jefferson Starship. The stage was now set for the Alan Parsons Project, which I believe was some sort of hovercraft.
Dad, no one cares about any of your
stuff. Sounds like my kids. I can't win.
Do they like any of your music?
Not really.
None?
Not really.
None of it.
Some of it.
Just too old, I guess.
I know.
They grew up with what they grew up with.
I know.
What are you going to do?
I try, though.
Hey, all try right. not to let them see Drake.
We got to take a brief break here, and I think I've made the point that our Lincoln sponsorship is very important to the future of the podcast, and I'm trying to get people. If you're interested in Lincoln, please give Star Lincoln a shot, because we're really counting on them, and they're kind of counting on us.
It's a great car, too. I have the Lincoln MKZ. I've had, that's, I think, my fourth Z in a row. I love it. And I got mine.
Yeah, I've only driven your car once, and it's incredible. All I know is I didn't know it was on. I didn't turn the car on somehow. No, what did I do wrong?
They are
that's
very
and then,
sure.
I, and then
very
I just tried. Well, let's see what happens if I put it in reverse. And oh, it's in reverse. What do you know?
I know. Isn't it cool?
Mark always showed off that car to me on 105.1 back in the day.
What do you mean? I didn't show it off.
Did show it off. Well, it was nice.
How much gas mileage you got. Well, that I'm very proud of.
All of that kind of stuff.
Only because I hate going to the gas station.
I know you do.
Well, what's your gas mileage in that?
35.
For a big sedan like that, it's pretty good.
But more importantly, Star Lincoln has shown confidence in the podcast, and we only hope that they will get a shot as many of actually our advertisers have been really well. This one's been a little bit slow. We're hoping that people will take interest in Lincoln's and they'll call Jimmy D, if nothing else, just to say that they're coming eventually and that they're glad he's on the podcast.
855-567 star for Jimmy D or Jimmy D at starlincoln.com. And Jimmy he's at Hoot D. McInerney. Star Lincoln 2019 has arrived at Star. They do have new cars coming out too. Already appearing on the 2019 Lincoln MKCs and just days away. Brand new car, the luxury crossover. They're calling it the Nautilus, the 2019 Lincoln Nautilus. It comes standard with safety extras that otherwise cost thousands, like 22-way adjustable seats, blind
spot. Is there Nautilus equipment in it?
Yes.
That might be perfect for you.
You know what? They've replaced the speedometer.
You could skip the gym then.
The speedometer only tells your speed in knots. What do they use in maritime?
I don't know what they're doing. And I have no idea.
There you go. Thank you.
I actually, LA Fitness has some equipment that seems just like Nautilus equipment. I'm like, really? There's still Nautilus equipment out there?
Oh.
I thought.
Does anybody use them?
I just haven't lifted weights in a long time. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Huh.
Pump iron.
Yeah. I'm benching reps at 150 now.
Good, man.
Hey.
I benched 200 once just to see if I could.
Good for you.
I haven't really achieved my max or my personal best yet, but
I haven't weightlifted back since I was in Ralph Focaraccio's garage back in the day.
Ooh, that sounds like a character from a movie.
Ralph Focaraccio.
My best buddy.
No one has... Friday at 2:23 p.m. I was benching, and I put up 350 pounds.
Those are my buddies.
The Nautilus. It comes standard with safety extras that otherwise cost thousands, like 22-way adjustable seats, blind spot monitoring, lane centering technology for continuous steering support, and your phone. Well, if you got one of those fancy Androids, you set it on the center console, and it's going to charge wirelessly. The 2019 Lincoln MKC, that one features leases as low as $331 a month. X and A plan customers can get even more remarkable savings than that. Conquest buyers, that's if you're coming over from something, you know, not as cool as the Lincoln. You can save thousands on the Continental. It is America's foremost luxury sedan. Get the star treatment, the free loaners, free pickup and delivery, the immaculate showroom and service area, and a welcoming staff of sales pros like Jimmy D. It's all at Hoot McInerney Star Lincoln. For 50 years, the legendary jewel among Detroit Lincoln dealerships. It's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
If I find out anybody bought a Lincoln and they didn't at least call Jimmy D, I'm suspending you from the podcast.
Don't let them find out.
Yeah, don't let me know about that.
Oh, believe you. If we see someone in a Lincoln, we'll ask them where they got it from.
All right.
I didn't know there was anywhere else to go.
There isn't.
Anyway, I tried to sell Mark one of my St. Joan of Arc athletic raffle tickets when I came down. This is what you walked into earlier.
Yeah, I totally missed this.
So he's like, all right, well, you got to buy one from my church. I'm like, okay, great. He's like, well, why don't you just call it even? I don't buy one from you. You don't buy one from me. So I'm like, no, that's not the point. Well, I want to sell these.
So then I found out for our raffle tickets.
It's a bitch having kids. You have to just be a huckster half your life, don't you?
I almost didn't bring these in because I didn't even want to look at you in the eye and ask you if you wanted one.
But this is what's utterly amazing.
Sponsoring the softball team.
Drew is a sponsor of Abby's softball team.
Are we going to see a big return on that?
All the way to the top. The podcast spent $300. Now next year, if we don't have Star Lincoln on next year, that money will not be available.
How can we measure the return on the investment?
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Let me know if one of the parents maybe one of the parents should buy a Lincoln.
I'll come up with something.
But I asked Tom if he has to buy the tickets if he doesn't sell them, and you said you don't.
I don't, but it's such a good value. I mean, look at the prices.
I have to buy my tickets if we don't sell them.
That's okay. I'll buy one from you anyway.
That's bullshit.
It's extortion.
Wait, how much money? Wait, did I just call that bullshit? This is a Catholic church organization, isn't it? Sorry. Yeah. How many do you have to buy?
$100 worth.
That's nothing.
And you know what? You know what's funny, Joe?
Did you pay tuition, though?
So what?
Come on. Yeah.
I'm seeing some funny faces in this room. Okay.
But I will say this.
The podcast puts my kids in
So essentially, we have to buy them. They're making us buy them because you sell them to us.
Well, no, I'm not going to sell them to you. I'm just going to buy them myself.
But listen to these
great
prizes.
I'd rather win it than sell it.
Listen. Why can't little Charlotte go out and be cute and sell them to strangers?
She should. I'm not going to make her do that now. Believe me, 2 years from now, absolutely.
Wait till the Girl Scouts come calling for Charlotte.
I got to tell you something.
That. She's doing the Boy Scouts.
I've been sold more crap from people, you know, for school. And yes. And usually, especially if it involves sports, I'm a real sucker for it because, you know, I hate to see them whatever, the baseball team's defunct or the football team can't buy uniforms. I can relate to that. But
goodbye, fucking shit school.
Exactly. It's never the kids, though. It's always the parents are selling it to me. So,
well,
I feel like there's a little disconnect there. Like, shouldn't
the girls be doing it? I mean, what do you want me to do? Drive them around to different places?
Yeah.
Fine. So that's what I'll do.
Yeah. I want Lily to call me.
You got it.
Growing up our school, one of the things for a while they had to sell were coupons, and they were McDonald's coupons. And really good deals that you couldn't get anywhere else. So kids would stand outside of McDonald's and sell them as people were going, which
smart.
I think is quite brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you're finding the customers and you're selling
it. Hey, speaking of Lily, she passed her driver's test on Sunday.
Whoa.
Now, here's the kicker. Her driver instructor, his name is Marty. Good friends with Trudy and Joey.
Wait, Marty.
Is that how she passed?
No, maybe. He was, very
Marty.
Good to her. You do.
Really? Yeah.
Marty O'Neill.
Marty O'Neill.
Elite driving school. But he sent, when Joey was a young
she went
boy.
To, she went to elite
Marty,
driving
Marty,
school?
Marty. She did. When Joey was a young boy, Zooves, he sent Joey a bunch of comic books.
Wow.
Big comic book guy.
Square plug.
And how about this? He looks and sounds like Jay Leno. It's hilarious.
Marty. Now I don't know if it's the same Marty.
Why doesn't he become a Jay Leno impersonator?
He could be. Trudy says he could easily be an impersonator.
Marty. Anyway, own song.
So Lily's got her papers now to get her license.
So has she been?
So when she get the
wait,
car?
She didn't have her license. She doesn't have her actual license yet.
Well, she got it on Sunday, and we haven't had a time to go to Secretary of State.
What?
Yet. We haven't had time.
She hasn't been hounding you every 5 minutes.
No, she doesn't have time. She's never home. Volleyball itis.
Driving her to all those places.
Wait, what do they practice? They practice 12 hours a day?
Every day from school, she has practice till 8 o'clock at night.
A week ago. You're getting old. You're not as young as you used to be. Your hair's going gray and you need glasses to see.
Well, not that old.
Wait, how long is volleyball practice? Volleyball is the excuse for everything, I've decided. She has to do nothing because she's too busy.
I'm going to show you
volleyball.
Do you want to see our calendar? Do you want to see our calendar?
Does she go to volleyball and then school is like the after school sports? She goes to have school for an hour after volleyball?
It's school all day and volleyball till the evening. And Abby, too.
Okay.
Sorry, that's just the way it is.
What time does volleyball start and end?
I think one volleyball thing starts at 4, and the other one starts at 6.
Wait, Lily has to go to 2 volleyball practices. Oh,
one is for Lil, one is for Abby.
I see.
We were born 16 years ago. It's hip hooray, hattie,
I can't believe Lil has a song.
We were born 16 years ago.
When was your birthday?
September
Sunday?
17th.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait, that's not Sunday. That's
last Monday.
Okay. Wow. Okay, this has nothing whatsoever to do with Lil.
Guess what day it is? September 17th. And it's your birthday. September 17th.
All right, I'm locking up.
That's good.
How can there be so many songs for one event? That's
32,000 songs.
That's amazing.
Jesus.
And they're all great.
How many hits does he have on the September 17th, it's your birthday?
Oh, you know what? I already got out of it. It
I just want
say.
I mean, are there significant hits on all these songs?
Enough that he makes money.
Okay.
Do you want to see Cosby's spokesperson? He just spoke.
Cosby looks good for going into jail. He's got his suspenders on. He's got his nice suit on.
I don't know if I want to hear him, actually. I'll just get pissed.
But he's reading notes off of a telephone.
Okay, I'll bite.
But you know it's
Thank
Cosby's.
You.
I hope he doesn't.
Do you want to hear him?
Me?
I do.
You do? Really?
I do.
He's going to tell you why he
it's
didn't
a fascinating story.
He didn't do anything wrong.
I know.
Oh, it's going to be all bullshit.
The judges, the appeal, he should be on bail, and they're going to appeal the fact that he was sent right to prison, and these girls are whiners, and Andre Costin looks like a dude. And
I just hope he does it with a Cosby accent, you know, an impersonation of his voice. Do you think he would?
I don't think so.
What?
I would like that, though.
So fun
I would
talk.
Find it more
it's so
watchable.
Like Bill Cosby.
Not bad, Mark.
Hey, 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 here's my statement. So stupid.
I still
Where'd
remember,
he go?
I don't know. I
used to hawk Jell-O back in
I
the day.
I think my
too.
Parents had a Bill Cosby album, and I still remember it.
I bet.
Well, his stand-up wasn't that.
It was not, by the way.
It's a little dated.
It was not funny.
It wasn't that bad.
It was okay. I understood. I understand his appeal. It was not for me, but
I mean, it's not terribly funny now. I'm sure it's quite dated.
I'm going to say it anyway. Then, but I don't know.
Here he is reading off the phone.
How about Soupy Sales? Did you watch Soupy Sales back in the day?
In a pouring rainstorm, too. I love
not
it.
Really.
How many Soupy Sales albums did you have?
I didn't have any.
I had a couple.
But we had him on the show at Riff because he was such a big Detroit icon. I was told,
I loved him as a kid.
Like, why would we want to have Soupy Sales on? It doesn't even fit our format. Mike Clark insisted, and he was right, that he's a big local guy.
Yeah.
But then Mike was a little less enthralled with Soupy. He was a little pissy.
Soupy was?
Yes, he was.
No one ever expects anything like this, but I want to say a few words, if that's okay.
Off my phone.
I believe and think it is important to point out that this has been the most racist and sexist trial in the history of the United States. Dr. Cosby has been one of the greatest civil rights leaders in the United States for over the last 50 years. He has also been one of the greatest educators of men and boys over the last 50 years. This was not pointed out to the jury or allowed in court because the racist and sexist mass media was attacking and denouncing Dr. Cosby whenever his lawyers even hinted.
The media loved this guy for years.
This is what's such a shame about something like this is this takes equity away from somebody who has a good claim about racism or sexism or whatever you want, or civil rights violations, because they've listened to O.J.'s attorneys say this. O.J. Simpson, the most beloved black man probably alive.
I'm black, I'm O.J. I'm my own race.
And Bill Cosby. Come on. Why would anyone decide to pick on Bill Cosby? It took 60 rapes to get one in court.
And
because he's Bill Cosby.
And honestly, I think if you were to ask him, you go, what if I could do 60 rapes for 3 years? I'd do it again. I mean, seriously, 3 years for all those rapes?
I know.
Because he was only found guilty
at the end of his life, too. It's the worst years of his life.
There was racist and sexism present. All three of the psychologists.
All his raping years, he was out there.
If anybody's a sexist in it, then it's Bill Cosby.
I know. Give me a break.
Black men of being sexual predators. It is no accident that the prosecutor still worked so close with anti-black and anti-male activist groups who tried to extort $100 million from Dr. Cosby in 2014.
He's a doctor?
At the chance to produce racist
sexual... I wish somebody would shove their dick in his mouth while he's saying this. It's so ridiculous.
Yikes. I mean, I'd watch it.
Also, he could experience a sex crime. And
Is the Cosby going to get a little something?
Maybe.
Oh, God,
I hope so. I doubt it.
They'll leave the Cosby.
Who is a celebrity in there?
They'll leave him alone.
Yeah, he didn't molest any kids.
The first thing he's going to do when he walks in is go, hey. Everyone's going to go, what? God, here, Cos.
Publicity against him through the 35 clients. What is going on in Washington today with Judge Kavanaugh is part of that sex war that Judge O'Neill along with his wife are a part of.
What?
Huh?
Sex war? What are you talking about?
What does that have to do with this?
And penis.
Regarding the psychologist Kristen Dudley, she is a practitioner of mindfulness. This is an Eastern-inspired practice that is controversial in the field of psychology. I have noticed that a
this guy's mad because he doesn't have a job
it,
anymore.
And I believe that AC and Judge O'Neill conspired with this. As you learn today, and we
the
will.
The unsung hero right now is the guy yelling at him while he's reading this.
I'm a fan.
That the DA of Montgomery County used falsified evidence against Dr. Cosby. During both trials, Mr. Steele introduced what he claimed was an accurate recording of conversations between Gianna Constant and Mr. Cosby. After recently being investigated by my associate, Ebony Benson, and her...
All right, whatever.
Good God.
What is that person screaming?
Probably that he's a rapist. They were yelling that at him yesterday when he was walking in.
And he's smiling and waving.
Mm-hmm. Well, he can't see who's saying it.
By the way, didn't even bother to apologize. He showed no remorse.
Because he has none.
No. Well, I guess he's, for that, I guess people that are honest, I can appreciate that, if nothing else.
Oh, then being insincere and pretending
to apologize.
And
faking to be sorry so he doesn't, I don't know, I don't think it mattered. He was going to jail.
Last night when he got home, he flew into a fit of rage. He went ballistic, according to an insider close to the former TV star. Are you enthralled yet? Are you intrigued by what he did?
What did he do?
Mr. Cosby has a habit of tapping the lawyer's leg with his cane if he's not happy with something, and he was furious that no one said anything when he tapped their legs with his cane on Monday in the courtroom.
Ooh.
He told everyone to stay in back before swinging his cane across the kitchen counter in a tantrum that was cut short when he missed the counter and almost went through the window. He was swinging his blind cane.
Hey!
He had a drink of iced tea, and then he tried swinging it again. And that time, he shattered his precious wine glass collection. One of the reasons Cosby was so furious was because he firmly believes that his wife, if his wife accompanies him to court, the judge will throw him behind bars. Well, he was wrong there, because she wasn't there today. Nice that it's always someone else's fault, Cosby. Mr. Cosby thinks Mrs. Cosby's decision to report Judge O'Neill will actually land him in jail. It's up in the air whether or not she'll come on Tuesday, and she didn't. The cane is wrapped in duct tape because he swung it into his kitchen one night when he thought he heard a noise. He literally can't see much. He swung it around the kitchen until it snapped on the refrigerator.
Whatever.
I just love that he's losing it, though, man. Good. Fuck him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think, for some reason, I don't know what they tell him. I'm not sure he expected any of this.
Oh, I don't think he thought expected
it. You know, they'd let him stay at home.
Not at this age anymore.
He got the 5 months. You know, this whole thing about he's old and frail. Yeah. Fuck you.
Sorry.
You raped 60 chicks. So, in other words, if we caught you sooner, we could have put you away during your good raping healthy years.
Yeah.
But you got to rape more because you were out there. And now that you're old and feeble, oh, we can't put you away. I guess we can't punish you after all. Oh, too bad. No. No.
It is sad that he's at this age and he's got to go.
No, it's not sad.
Well, I'm just talking in general.
Fuck him.
You know what's sad?
Human nature, I'm talking about.
You know what's
here.
Sad? Being knocked out and waking up with his dick in your mouth.
That would suck.
Happened to a bunch of women.
That would suck.
That's sad.
I know it is, Mark. Come on.
I know, but I don't have any room.
I know. I just can't help myself.
I have none. He's arrogant as hell.
As much as I want to hate someone, I still feel bad for the
I really think he's a sociopath. He's a total he's worse than a sociopath. Whatever that is, he's a violent sociopath. I mean, he doesn't enjoy sex with a wake person. He prefers putting them out and then getting it on. And apparently,
and messing with their hair.
You know, he's a freak.
He's a deviant.
Somebody's going to do a book, and we're going to find out some really freaky shit. But speaking of freaky shit, why don't we call the high school trainer that was masturbating kids? He
where was this again?
In Utah,
Montana.
That's right.
There's other Cosby news too. Jeffrey Owens got his $25,000. From Nicki Minaj.
He gave it away. He gave it to charity.
Which?
The guy that was working the cash register who used to be in the Cosby Show.
Right. You know what my first thought was?
What?
Well, does she get the write-off for the donation or
No, he gave it away.
Explain that to me. Well, Nicki Minaj just gave him 25 G's?
Yeah, because he was working cash register. Right, I know. Someone took a picture of him and it was like, oh my God, the job shaming. Oh, this is terrible. So immediately gets great jobs.
Yeah.
So he's no longer, and then he quits the cash register job. Immediately he's like, this is terrible. I'm being shamed, but I fucking quit. I don't need this job anymore because I got an acting job. Fuck this stupid job, which I thought was kind of bullshit that he just quit right away. He's like, you're right. I shouldn't be working this stupid job. Lowlifes do this. I've got an acting job. So he kind of proved the point that she should have taken the picture. It was of interest.
It worked for him.
And by the way, nobody was job shaming him. Maybe a few people. Most people thought it was great that he was working.
There's the article if you want to read this guy's.
Yeah, this athletic trainer, he's been accused by a few kids who are in their 50s now of beating him off and claiming it would help their performance. Therefore, they couldn't tell anyone because it would be considered cheating. Mm-hmm. And also they claim, well, we talked about it.
Did other stuff.
He was having oral sex, and apparently there was some anal activity, too.
What? But he didn't like it.
But I think he was, again, testing the waters to see if it would improve their performance. I don't know. It's crazy. That's what he says. He's not gay, by the way.
He's got the before and after stats.
He said he had all the stats. He said there was statistical evidence to prove that him beating these kids off made them play better. He saw a whole performance boosting.
Oh, no! You have reached a number that is no longer in service. Please check the number and...
Well, that's bullshit.
Between 1970 and 98, they believe he beat off 100 different dudes.
Any of them in the NFL or NBA now? NHL?
They don't say. There's only 18 in the lawsuit. It sounds like the school system is going to have to pony up for this guy. They'll probably be suspended for cheating, too, I guess, right? She said it was cheating. That's crazy. I love that he claims there's nothing sexual. It wasn't sexual. It was an experiment.
Just like, what's his name? MSU. Everything was for the athlete.
He says, I'm sorry for that, but the lawsuit said there was also oral sex and anal probing. That isn't true. There was nothing sexual in it for me. The lawsuit began taking shape. He started trying to contact his victims on Facebook to apologize to them. What?
Check up twice and page me in the morning.
He's not been charged criminally, nor is he likely to face prosecution because none of the crimes happened recently enough. Jensen claims this, but he admitted it. Isn't that significant evidence? He's apologizing to kids on Facebook.
You still have
the statute of limitations, even if the person says, yes, I committed the crime, and here's how I did it. His program is based in Chinese medicine, and that it would boost the boy's performance. Chinese medicine?
Chinese people.
Did he have gloves on, by the way? Did it say he had gloves on?
If it was Chinese medicine, I would think the woman would be beating the guy off. Lawson describes
I'm sorry, I don't speak Japanese.
It was a 10-step program that would boost their testosterone.
Yeah.
Began whenever he performed state-mandated health checks on the boys.
Let's go to the bathroom and climax into that thin toilet paper.
Oh, that's nice. He's creepy looking, too. Not that it would be better if it was.
I just don't get it.
I know you like stacking stories. Here's another masturbatory story.
Another sexual deviant?
Naked man in park was just in the woods masturbating, minding my own business.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Until police just wanted alone time to beat off in the woods, charged with felony indecent exposure.
It is really hard to, you know, find time by yourself.
So. Exactly.
Escalated
in the park.
A tussle
public
with a
park.
Passerby. I wouldn't tussle with a guy masturbating.
This reminds me of the story of the guy that's beaten off in the LA Fitness in Troy, and the other guy fought him.
Oh, yeah. That was
why would you confront someone who's beating off to you? Wouldn't you just leave?
What if the guy that fought him was
put nude? Put on a show?
I think the guy that fought him was nude, too, like the Mike Clark High School incident. And there's a risk of a boner.
Well, those had boners before the fight. In Clark's story,
I think the one guy had a boner like early in the fight, and the other guy got one as the fight wore on. And then everyone freaked out and left. No one wanted to watch anymore.
They weren't fighting over the fact that one had a boner. He just got a boner.
I guess we'd have to talk to Mike Clark. Layla.
Don't say boner in front of a kid.
Kenton Shawl admitted to police he was jerking off along the Lake Wilderness Trail about 20 miles southeast of Seattle, but found himself tussling with a man who took offense to his actions and tried to summon police.
What?
Incident occurred around 7 p.m. when 911 callers reported a naked man fighting someone on the trail.
I'm going to pretend like you didn't just make my dick go soft.
Deputies arrived at the scene. They heard crashing coming from a ditch and found two men. Shawl appeared to have a bloodied mouth and 42-year-old man, both covered in mud and dirt. Well, the one guy's nude covered in mud and dirt. When deputy asked Shawl what happened, he said, he found me with my dick in my hand jerking off, and he kicked my balls, I guess.
That's the actual quote.
Yeah. Layla!
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
He contended he never had any time alone. Instead, while he walked on the trail, he found a private location.
That's just a sad story.
Jerking off. 42-year-old told deputy and his wife saw Shawl masturbating above the trail, and so he hit him and placed him in a chokehold. It's not
Come
your
on,
job.
Buddy, you can do it.
He reportedly told Shawl to stay put while someone summoned police and asked passing one. He was jailed. The guy was more hung and he wanted his wife to see him.
He just wanted
That's
in
why
on
he
it.
Got mad.
Take care, star.
He then explained he saw Shawl facing away from them and asked what he was doing, during which time Shawl put his clothes back on. Shawl said, bro, cut me some slack. I was just in wood masturbating, minding my own business. Claims, just
What's
try
he doing up there?
Just trying to take care of my needs.
See? It's actually quite a sad story.
Go on the side of the guy pounding off.
It's very sad.
You have to put him in a chokehold.
Just let him finish.
What was he choking?
You want to call him?
He's available too?
Oh, he's listed.
What's the percentage?
25.
It's a dude pounding off?
Yeah, it's a dude pounding because he wasn't charged.
Yeah, let's call him.
And he actually decided not to press charges.
He was charged with felony indecent exposure.
Oh. But he decided not to press charges against the guy that threw him in a chokehold.
Very
sad.
Said it's felony indecent exposure.
Aw.
Brian song.
I know. Layla has won. Layla's down here. Ugh. And here comes Max.
I'm gonna come back as a kicker. Magic.
Uh-huh. James Caan.
Remember when he got Billy with D. the mashed potatoes?
Remember Abe Gibran in that movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big Abe
Gibran. Was Hallis in that movie?
What's his name? Ken Shawl, is it?
Kenton.
Kenton.
Remember when you covered with those mashed potatoes?
Later to become Sonny Corleone, of course.
Remember when Magic had to accept the award for Rookie of the Year?
I know, that was so great. So sad.
Nice speech, Magic.
I'm Simon.
What? It's Ken Simon, I think. We're trying to reach a guy that was in a little bit of trouble on the trail, taking care of his needs, and someone came up and choked him, all that stuff.
He was just minding his own business.
If you dial the 248 number, we may be straightened out. We're just doing a program here, looking for a guest. Thank you.
Shoot.
Also, bye.
Meanwhile, Dodge...
There's another number for him.
Oh, there is? Okay, dial it up. I'll start the Dodge commercial. Zot M59 Dodge Ram and Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep continue to rock the deals in the summer clearance event. During their summer... You can't fast forward because you know we might reach our special...
That's trend. Right.
During their summer clearance event, you can lease a new completely redesigned 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab at just $248 a month. I was not expecting to back the guy pounding off.
He's minding his business.
Give him some credit for going into the woods and looking for some privacy.
That's true. He had his back turned.
It's not like the guy that was in Joey's neighborhood and Michelle ran past.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that dude. Yeah, what happened to that dude? Ram Bighorn is the number one selling half-ton truck in Detroit, and you lease it for $248 a month at Zot M59 Dodge Ram. And then there's Jeep. During Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep summer clearance event, you can lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee for $199 a month. This Cherokee has heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera, CarPlay Plus, much, much more, and it can be yours for just $199 a month. Check out the ridiculous summer clearance event specials and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I drive a Dodge Stratus!
Wait, something got left out here. It's my fault.
Uh-oh.
I think it's Dr. Yaldo. Yeah, it is Dr. Yaldo. Yeah, oh my goodness. Yeah. Dr. Yaldo, of course, you've heard about Dr. Yaldo and Brian, who was... he was bullied for his entire life, even as an adult. People bullied him. He was in treatment and therapy for many, many decades. And then he saw Dr. Yaldo, and now he's doing the bullying. I'm kidding. He said he had glasses since second grade. Woke up after LASIK from Dr. Yaldo. See, he's so cocky now, he even did a jingle for himself. It's completely turned things around for Brian. He saw everything in perfect focus after waking up following LASIK surgery with Dr. Yaldo.
Yaldo.
Thought he slept with his contacts in, but no, he can see. He has 20/20 all day, every day. Got to throw a cabinet full of contact lens crap. And then Amanda said, I'm 57. I didn't think this was possible, but multifocal lens implants have changed my world. I got them because reading glasses were a constant annoyance. Now I see like I did 40 years ago. Brian and Amanda... Like them, you don't have to settle for crappy vision. Also, the evaluation is free. Everyone needs an eye exam every other year, so why not just call the number and get yours? I have to get mine every 18 months. They're badgering me for a new
two
one.
Two eyes, yes I do. They are what I see things with. I like my eyes very much. Without my eyes, I would not be able to see.
What if anyone's listened to more Matt Farley songs than we have?
Impossible.
All you have to put
them on the map.
Plus, yeah, it was toilet bowl cleaner songs. We heard all those. All you have to lose your glasses and contacts. Call 800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or call Yaldo Eye Center.
Did you see this?
What's this?
More women football announcers.
Oh, okay, I'm going to hold the bar for just 30 seconds here because I have to tell you about David Hall. If you love our podcast, the Hall Financial Hotline is wide open right now. We're going to use it again.
It's like red hot.
It is. One of the best ways to support us is supporting our sponsors like Hall Financial. And right now, Hall Financial is offering free appraisals to all our listeners.
That saved you about $500 right there.
Yeah, there you go. They'd ask me not to use a price point, but I can't deny you're probably right about that. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, Hall Financial will take great care of you. But right now, Hall Financial is offering free appraisals to all of our listeners when they close on a conventional home loan. So, whether it's a home loan and you take advantage of the free appraisal, or you're doing a refi, David Hall and the people at Hall Financial do a great job. They've been friends of ours for years. They've supported us. You should use them, too, or give them a shot at least. Here's what you do. Click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike Podcast website to start chatting with an expert today, or call 248-308-5000. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you to get your free appraisal.
Free!
That's 248-308-5000, or click the link on our website today. Restrictions apply. Michigan license, broker, lender, MLS number 14634. Wait, 14674-35. Said hut, equalizing lender. So, I think we had another call we were going to make, didn't we?
Well, the Kiss or the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
We are busy today. But first, this breaking news. Look at all the breaking news on the show.
It's overwhelming.
It's gross. This is gross breaking news.
Yeah, I'm not happy about this.
It doesn't really affect us too much because you don't have to watch it this way.
But Hannah Storm and Andrea Kramer will become the first female duo to call NFL games.
For what?
Thursday night football.
Oh, for Amazon.
I know, but still.
Starting this week when the Rams host the Vikings. Adam Schefter tweeted that out.
Schefter.
Isn't he wonderful?
Yeah, he is. Did you notice the way his book is, by the way?
No.
It's an identical copy to Mitch's book. Like, it's the same size. Yeah, he's got a new book out.
Whatever.
Yeah. He wrote for the Michigan Daily.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh,
Mitch's intern back
Mitch
in the day.
Mitch is angry at the University of Michigan.
I mean, once again, Mitch, taking a very strong stand with a side that I think everybody agrees with, and I always hate it when I agree with Mitch, but I agree with everything he wrote in that column.
I think the story was... Wasn't the story
bullshit?
What did he say?
Wasn't the story out for 5 days?
Oh, of course.
Anyway, this professor at U of M who used to recommend his students for their exchange student
study
abroad.
This
girl wanted to study in Israel,
right?
And he won't write a recommendation because he has tenure, and he's like, "Fuck you." He used to write them recommendations when he didn't have tenure, but now that he does. Because of the politics involved, he won't write a recommendation for her to go to Israel.
He's on a boycott against Israel.
Okay.
And so he's hurting this one student who wants to go study there.
Because she's wrong.
He teaches
study there.
Internet and cultural studies, so you would think maybe he'd be a little more open-minded to letting someone go.
I love how people don't say, I have tenure, I can't be fired, so fuck you, I'll exercise. When I didn't have tenure, I would sell out in a second, but now that I have tenure, fuck you.
I thought he could be... kicked off, right? Or no?
The impression I got was that it would be almost impossible for him to lose his job. What is it with tenure, by the way? Why is tenure this thing where I can do anything and you can't fire me? I was reading about Fresno State.
You know why, right? Why it exists. The idea is that you're supposed to be able to study and do research and studies without interference.
We're not talking about research and study. We're talking about people acting like complete imbeciles, like the guy at Michigan State who's getting nude photos from students.
I'm just telling you why it exists.
No,
but it's
been
abused to the point where everyone's like, fuck your tenure. That's ridiculous.
I understand job security. It's very important in any job, not just college professors. And by the way, college professors, you know, they do get time off from time. A lot of people say, hey, what a great gig. A lot of people don't have anywhere near that amount of job security, but when you start doing stupid things, I assume that people can fire you. Like when you start saying you're glad people died, and you wish the rest of the family would die, and they've been raising murderers, and the girl in Fresno State, she humiliated that school, and she kept doing it over and over again because people kept saying, fuck you, bitch, and she would say, ha, 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 I can't be fired, I can do anything, I can say anything because I have tenure, and apparently it's true.
Yep.
It's, and I know John Engler was saying, I don't care about William Strample's tenure. I want him fired. And they actually talked him down and said, no, he can't be fired. There's nothing you can do. You got to give him retirement. Ugh. And they gave him retirement. He was collecting
kiss my ass, bitch. I'm paying you shit.
He was collecting nude photos from female students, not to mention a number of other things we won't even
That should have automatically gotten him cut.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course you fired. That's a fireable offense for
anyone.
That's
what tenure is for.
Right. That's amazing how they get people know what they're doing. I mean, these guys do what they do.
I have a misunderstanding with this.
They know what can happen.
Everything's been taken care of. I paid her off, so we're cool.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the UAW people who went to the park and got stoned and drunk every day at lunchtime, and Rob Walchek followed them. Of course, they were mad at Rob Walchek, but there was like, oh, my God, can they fire him? I was like, what do you mean, can they fire him? Who would support them? Well, the union would.
Right.
They support anyone. So I believe they were suspended, but they didn't lose their jobs.
He's fired!
I don't know. I personally wouldn't want to be part of any organization where people could do something that stupid and keep their jobs. I'd have a hard time paying dues.
I say get your resumes ready.
And speaking of, Governor Schneider today, I love how the people always matter. Governor Snyder could not settle the dispute between MITA and the union workers who are working on the roads.
So our roads are still fucked.
149 projects have been completely shut down.
696.
Yeah, 696.
It's a dead stop.
You could not inconvenience the east side more than what's going on with 696. And yet no work has been done since, I think, September 10th?
Yeah, I think way before that.
I don't think it was much before that.
No, the whole month they have not been out there.
The story's in the paper.
I drive it every day.
Oh, no, the 696 has been screwed up, but no work has been done since. No. I thought it was September 10th.
That's what I was talking about. I think the whole September.
Anyway, so.
By the way, 8 Mile flooded today and no traffic lights to boot. That's how we have to circumvent 696 if you want to get out. Anywhere
flooded?
Fast.
Did it rain that much?
It really was pouring.
Why does it take almost no rain to make it flood around here?
I mean, it was.
What's up with that?
We would, if we ever got what North Carolina got, we'd already disappear already. Detroit would disappear.
You think we would float away?
Yes.
Wow, that's quite a claim, Maz. Is that
based
on anything?
It just barely rained and it was flooded.
No, I know it really didn't rain that much. Where's the story? Anyway, Snyder today was meeting with the two sides who said, no, it absolutely can't be resolved. We're not working on the 149 road projects. Can't be resolved.
One tough nerd. Whitmer, well, get Whitmer in here. Let's go.
She's going to fix the damn road. By the way, she's not going to fix the road.
No.
She isn't. That's not going to happen. Why is no one pointing that out, by the way?
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Why? They don't point it out to her?
No, they don't point it out to her. She's not going to do it. I mean, I don't think somebody go, by the way, she says that she's going to fix the damn roads, but she's not going to.
I think most people would realize she's not going to.
Why is she saying it? Just because it's fun to say?
It's her goal. Because everybody hates the roads. So they go,
it's a great platform.
Is it really, though?
Yeah.
Well, it has our attention. I mean, it's getting attention.
Because of how ludicrous.
What else you wanted to run on?
I don't know.
I mean, one tough nerd.
Maybe some good policies.
How did one tough nerd get away with what happened in Flint? And he's still. I don't even know why he's in office. How is he still in office?
The state's economy is doing pretty good.
How's Flint doing?
Yeah, no, it's a disaster.
Well, you know, the governor is responsible for everything indirectly, and it's hard whether he should be blamed and how much. I don't know. This road thing, though, I just feel like, how could they make a deal and have no idea this could happen? And if they knew it could happen, then it seems to me you wouldn't make this deal or you'd do something else. This did not have to happen. This is a dispute between two parties who are not really in a good mood to fix it either. They're talking
Nobody
about the
understands
national,
it.
The National Guard coming in just to sort of set it straight for winter.
Do they know how to fix the roads?
Well, not entirely. They can do enough, I guess, to get us straightened out for winter.
Yeah.
Because the problem is this project was supposed to be done just in time for the first frost.
Right.
Now we've lost all this time. So it's not going to be done. So, I mean, we got to do something.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
So we're going to call in the National Guard because a union can't make an agreement with MITA, the Michigan Infrastructure. Yep.
What do they want, by the way?
I don't even know what they want.
More money, obviously, right? Is that what they want?
I'm not sure that's entirely what it is. The union would like to just negotiate with the contractors directly. It sounds like they feel they cannot make an agreement with MITA. But this was set to expire in the middle of this project. And it was just allowed to expire. Oh, what do you know? It's crazy. Oh, taxpayers screwed again.
You know what I always wonder, though, is the people involved that are causing the lockout, they have to use the roads, too. When is their personal...
I know.
When are they personally going to be affected? Like, I can't even deal with this anymore. We'll make any deal.
They probably get limo rides.
Helicopters? They're chopping in.
Helicopters like Lauer, Matt Lauer.
Or like Billy Joel style.
We leave Billy Joel once a month.
What?
You heard me.
Well, still, he gets choppered in.
Well, he deserves it.
I don't think Lauer's been choppered anywhere lately.
Should we call the Walk of Fame first, or should we call the Kiss Chapel?
I wrote that number.
You know who we should call for the roads? How about that guy, our buddy Jerry?
Jerry, yeah.
He lives right there.
He's mad at us. He didn't get his speed gun.
He lives right there.
He's mad at us until he gets his speed gun.
Our GoFundMe did not work out too well. Reignite that thing, Mark.
Actually, everybody just got their money back a week ago. Yes.
We can start it again then.
How ridiculous. Look at the paperwork we generated for no reason.
No reason.
Well, wasn't that hard.
So when you close...
It's fun if you had a speed gun.
So when you close a GoFundMe, people get their money back?
That's nice. If you don't take any action.
I guess the Michael Cohen GoFundMe, people are getting their money back now.
Thank you for calling the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce.
If you Chamber of Commerce runs the Walk of Fame. If you're calling, you may enter it at any time. For a dial-by-name directory, please press 1.
Should I smash 0?
For information on Chamber events, tourism,
probably
the Hollywood sign, or membership, please visit our website at hollywoodchamber.net. Or press 0.
Look how cool Cosby's when he's dancing when he's not roping
somebody.
Our
normal business hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
He's lying on his feet. All I picture is him doing that dance after he drugs somebody around the room.
And I'm available from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce is working to create a strong local economy.
He's so cute.
Thank you for your interest.
Wait, I didn't hear any of the options.
I think they said MASH 0.
Okay.
I have a feeling they don't talk to people.
They're so busy. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
So busy dealing with Trump fights.
Has Felicia Rashad said anything about Cosby?
Hollywood Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike show. We're calling to find out, is the Bill Cosby Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame, has that been removed yet?
Let me direct you to our media relations person.
I just want you to yes or no.
Jeez.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for being so responsive.
She was very shy after that, after you told her that. Did you notice? It's like she climbed into a shell.
It's a controversial topic.
So I didn't hear what you said. Did Rashad back Cosby?
I don't know.
She did not. The little one showed up for one day of trial,
right,
and
Rudy.
That was all she could take.
Rudy, not the littlest one.
Hello? Yellow.
Hello.
Yeah, I was calling to find out about the Bill Cosby star. Has it been removed from the Walk of Fame?
Can I give you an email? Can I get your email and I'll send you a statement?
Well, I
just read it. We don't have the internet.
Just a yes or no is fine.
Nope.
Hello? Yellow? Oh, now we don't get the statement?
What?
That's too bad.
All right, let's call the KISS. They'll talk. The KISS Chapel.
What if you don't have email? How are they going to send it out to you? It's ridiculous.
Well, it's why can't they just say no? They can't just say that?
Why do they have to have a statement? Or is that what the email would just say? No.
I mean, the first person can't even tell you no. They're not even in position. And the second one just tells you. The first one couldn't have just told us that they would send us an email? The second person to do that?
Oh, I should have gotten an Ace song. An Ace only song.
Ace is not even on this track. Ace, put out of the band for abusing drugs and alcohol at this point.
I know, that's what I'm bummed out about.
This is the guy that died who replaced Ace. I can't think of his name. He contributed up to KISS brand.
Thank you for calling KISS from us to Mini Golf. This is Jay. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was wondering, is Ace there today?
No, he's not.
when is Ace Frehley going to be there?
Ace will be here the weekend of October 27th and 28th.
I see. And apparently he's going to just take brides down the aisle?
Yes, for a price.
Oh, he's charging? I thought he was there anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was there anyway.
He'll be here because he has a private event for signing and autographs and meet and greets and all that sort. So there's a separate package for the wedding.
What if the wedding party all gets holes in one on one hold?
I really doubt it, but
what if it's
there's details on kissminigolf.com/ace is where all the information and pricing is for that.
For the wedding too, though.
Correct, for the wedding.
Now, what if it's I got two buddies, they're in love, those both great guys, they love KISS. Will he participate in that kind of wedding? Same sex weddings?
I mean, everybody who's going to be here loves Ace. So,
okay. I know that. I just wondered if Ace was cool with that.
Oh, I don't see why not. Oh, I don't see why not.
Absolutely.
No, there's, oh, of course.
So he can get my buddy Tom away to his husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I know that there's different packages and different options of what's going on there. I have not been told of any restrictions of the sort. So all I have been told is that on kissminigolf.com/ace, there should be any as much information on there. And if you have anything else, there's an email. Email is always the most direct you can be able to get an answer from the actual wedding planners.
Well, as far as with the setting up, you know, I think it's $6,000. I got the site up here now. Will Ace sign all your KISS crap, too? Is that included?
I'm not quite sure. I am not quite sure. Like I said, it's going to be all, it should be all on the website.
Is this
or if any information, a link.
Is the website sign all your crap or he won't sign all your crap?
I don't know. Like I said, the details would be online. That's all that we're told is to check online, and that's where any of the details would be.
Is it 19 Kiss albums. That's, I mean, it's not that many.
They'll do it.
I'm sure.
Yeah, is it a Gene-approved event?
Is it Gene-approved?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
What?
I don't see why not.
I thought he was in charge of the brand.
Gene is not personally responsible for this store, no.
Wow, really?
Now, is there a Gene face there?
Does he know about it?
Yes, he's very aware of it. Yes, he is.
I thought it was it's the Kiss Chapel, though, right?
It's Rock and Roll Chapel.
Oh,
it's just Kiss when Ace is there.
No, it's Kiss all the time, but Gene is not responsible for this store.
Oh,
it is a Monster. Monster Mini Golf is actually the brand.
Gene and Paul own the copyright. That's why, the only reason I asked. They're pretty persnickety about the brand.
They are, but we, Christina and Patrick, have their own business, which is that is the personal owners of this company.
But it's not called Kiss Mini Golf?
Kiss Monster Mini Golf is the brand of the company.
Oh,
and then we have a Rock and Roll Wedding Chapel in the back.
Gene's probably pissed that he used a loophole to get around the brand. Because, you know, he is about branding.
So, yeah, but he obviously loves us. He'll be here in December, so.
Oh, great.
Will Gene walk you down the aisle, too?
No, not that I know of. Gene will not be here.
Oh,
he'll probably charge twice that amount anyway.
Gene's pretty picky about his commercializing opportunities. He only does about 9 out of 10. So, anyway, that sounds great.
All right. I definitely recommend, gentlemen, going online, getting as much information, and looking for an email. Because if you directly hit them up email, they should get back to you via email.
Okay. Yes,
that's how everybody communicates here. And we're looking for Alexis or Michelle. They can give you any specific answers.
I just want to find out if we'll sign on my shit. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You know what it would have been good, Drew?
She's as her jabbing or what?
I know. Yes. You should have been. You should have done your Gene voice.
Well, I couldn't busted her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could. Why don't you call back and do your Gene voice?
Can I help
you? I don't think I can listen to her voice much longer.
I think you could.
I actually like this song.
I do like that's what's the name of that song?
Back in the New York Groove.
Yeah, that is a good tune. I think that was kind of a hit. You know, honestly, in terms of their solo careers, Ace did very well.
Speaking of,
probably better than any of them.
Speaking of all your crap that you have to get signed by Ace.
Yeah.
Did you see what actually comes in the package?
No, I did not.
You had a photo session with Ace's actual guitar.
Ooh, that's his guitar. How do they know it's his?
Because it's in quotes. Ace's actual guitar.
Fake.
You get a So Cool wedding certificate and colored vinyl record, a Kiss themed wedding cake. Two chapel poker chips. I don't know how much money that is.
What's that have to do with Ace?
Two chapel shot glasses, temporary tattoos, and a free game of Kiss Mini Golf.
You get temporary tattoos?
Yes.
They should make
Should make you get a real one. Bullshit.
There's not, what is Ace doing in there? Nothing.
He brought his guitar.
You get a picture with Ace?
You get a picture with his guitar. That's extra if you want to
That's such bullshit. I don't hear anything in there about him signing all my crap. You see somebody walking in there with like 50 items. I know I can too.
Hopefully.
You know that Peter and Gene reunited. Remember that stupid event?
Mm-hmm.
And it was somebody in the room. There was actually more than one, I think, that just had their arm full of shit.
Yeah.
Kiss shit.
But,
and you know Gene was walking the other way as soon as he saw that guy.
Well, Gene's thought was, don't worry about that shit. Buy my new shit.
Yeah.
That giant vault.
I can't do that because I don't have my cash register to add up all the individual signatures.
You might have tricked her, man, if you did your voice. You might have had her.
I don't know.
If you could have stood her voice for a little bit longer.
To add up all the individuals.
She was piercing. Wow, what is the piercing thing? How do you fix the piercing?
Oh,
that's worse than vocal fry almost.
Oh, it's way worse than vocal fry. Ugh.
By the way, have you seen our girl on TMZ lately?
I haven't been watching it lately.
Charlie
I was just done with it. I could not take TMZ live.
I can't take it too much either, but I have to say, Charlie is the person outside of Harvey and DeGray Del Batty. Wait, what's his name?
Puppet.
Maz gets so mad when he's in there at the beginning, and he sits down while Harvey stands. It just makes you so mad.
It does make me mad.
Charles.
What a power trip.
Yeah, Charles and Harvey. The only person I can stand outside of them, because the other people, the peanut
and the
gallery.
Kanye, the Kanye lookalike guy.
Like Van?
The pretend Kanye guy.
Van Kanye.
Honestly.
I know. Honest he's a star now. I can't stand him. The black chick who's a little chunky.
Yeah, she's terrible.
Oh, is she annoying and clueless. It's like, take her
microphone away. What were you saying about Charlie?
Charlie's my favorite of all the extra people.
Really?
She's the only one that's reasonable.
Does she still have her purse on the desk?
Yes.
Always. That's her trademark.
That's her disheveled look.
Does the girl behind her still eat lunch during the show?
Yeah, probably.
That's great.
I don't know why I watch that show. It drives me crazy.
It's the worst.
It's so dumb.
Did you watch any Dancing with the Stars last night?
I did.
Oh, it was on?
I did.
Who are the stars?
The radio guy.
Stars.
The radio guy makes me crazy.
Wait, there's a radio guy?
There's a radio guy. Bobby Bones?
Fuck
he's
is
a
that?
Country radio guy. He's all dressed all in red.
Yeah.
He was so excited after he fell on the ground.
So you went Dancing with the Stars over The Voice.
Man, this guy's radio career is shot.
The best part of The Voice is now. And then once they pick their teams, you can
I know,
have
it's
it.
Not as much fun.
You can have it.
Wait a sec. Okay, go ahead.
Wait, Bobby, were you going to say something about Bobby Bones?
Go ahead. No.
Bobby Boris Pickett?
I think it's Bobby Bones. He was dressed all in red. He actually was he did a good job. I mean, if I'm
you like the way he dances, huh?
Yes, I think he did a good job. I mean, I feel really weird saying that, but he was
What'd
good.
You give him? Did you give him an 8, 9?
I would give him an 8, maybe.
Eight? Okay.
He only got a 7. But, of course, I deep dove on his radio career immediately to find out, okay, who is this schlub? He seemed like a dolt. I didn't like the way he was acting. And he's like a Seacrest. He's a zero on the air, but he gets the best guests. Of course, he's interviewing Ethan Hawke.
You don't think, honestly?
I don't think Seacrest. I would not listen to
him. On the radio at all?
He's not compelling to me. I find him uncompelling. He's generic. He's 5/8 hard. How many things can I say about Seacrest that are unattractive?
Hmm. He's the worst.
He can't even get completely hard.
Mm-hmm. I know that. We all know that. We understand that.
We all know that.
What is Seacrest? Tell me one bit that he's done that you thought was really good.
No bits. I just think that he's like, you know, they put him out there as the next Dick Clark, and he's
Dick Clark was boring to me.
Yeah, I love Dick Clark.
Why? What did he do?
What's your favorite bit Dick Clark did?
Everything. I just loved American Bandstand.
Oh, you know what? Dick Clark was great in Bowling for Columbine. Was it Bowling for Columbine?
Yeah, he was great in Bowling for Columbine.
Phenomenal in that movie.
And then, come on, The Rock and New Year's Eve. Come on. That was all Dick's idea.
But you could insert anyone. Look,
yeah,
Seacrest is on and there's no difference.
No, it sucks now. It
really
sucks.
What, because it's not Dick Clark with a stroke?
It was prior to Dick Clark.
I liked
stroke.
Dick Clark with a stroke the
I
best
because
I never knew what was going to happen.
Broke my heart.
What's
when
better,
you guys
Dick Clark
that.
At the end?
No, don't play it, please.
He was on.
Know,
he was on TV.
It.
We just recorded it.
I know,
it's not our fault.
Don't play it.
Don't blame us.
I do blame you. From
he would
way
be.
Back.
He was proud of it.
He's
I
the
understand.
One that did it.
I can't.
Dick Clark or
Listen,
Lee
was,
Corso?
You got to admit, he was the best back in the day, Drew. The best.
I will not admit that.
The best at what?
He was just a generic host. So Seacrest. And so is Bobby Bones, apparently.
You didn't like Bandstand?
Bobby Bones is like the national country radio personality of the year.
He is.
He's a national show. So, of course,
Wait. Listen to how great this is.
All right. And now, the Deep Bowman.
The Deep Bowman?
How could they let him do this? I mean, that's the most fascinating thing about it is that people didn't stop him. I can't even hear him.
His count's off more than mine was. For the free press.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Happy New Year.
Well, that one wasn't so bad.
Is that his last one, 2012?
Yeah.
I think he was worse when he first came back.
It's pretty hot when he makes out with his wife.
Oh, gross.
You can hear him making out.
He was America's oldest teenager.
Oh, listen to him make out. That's so gross. It's the last time he got hard.
What a great song, Auld Lang Syne is.
Really?
It's very melancholy, sad, but happy.
Would you crank it in your car on the way home?
I probably would.
Here we go now.
24, 23, 22, 21.
20, why are you starting at
22,
Clark?
How about some generic when he's talking about 14, stuff during the. 13, I think 12, that's better.
11, 10, 9, 8.
Because you 7, see the numbers, so you 6, think he's actually saying.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
How fun.
You said you love this.
Now put on Raider Record from American Bandstand and see how great that was. Did you used to like the Raider Record, Drew?
I thought it was really tepid. Yeah. It didn't really...
Didn't do it for
I
you.
I can't huh? say I, that I...
Disappointed.
Relive it very often.
That's too bad. For you. Did you watch the Midnight Special?
I did. I did enjoy the Midnight Special. That wasn't Dick Clark, though, was it?
No.
No, I enjoyed the bands. Yeah. I mean, so it wasn't like... Okay, I got to see Wolfman Jack.
He's Grand Broken Railroad. Have mercy, baby.
I mean, Prince debuted on American Bandstand. Come on.
Yeah, and he couldn't talk. That was weird.
I didn't know if he was a boy or a girl.
Five, oh, God. Four, can we get anything three, besides a countdown of Dick Clark?
Hey, speaking of TV last night, did you watch Manifest at all, or do you know about Manifest?
Oh, that looks good.
What is Manifest?
It's about these people that go on a plane. They disappear for 5 years.
What?
And then, Mark, you got to take it
like
over.
Sounds like Lost.
Yeah, you got to take it over from here.
You hit the nail on the head. I thought it was going to be like Lost. So, yeah, they get on a plane, okay. And then they land, and it's crazy. It's 5 years later.
Where do they land?
I don't know. Outside New York. Does it matter where they land?
Well, I just want to know if it was LaGuardia or something like that.
The plane didn't crash, though, right?
No. On the plane, they just hit some turbulence and lightning, okay. And obviously they time-traveled speed.
What?
No, true. It makes no sense, which is fine. I could suspend belief from that. But then it lands, and they land them in a private airport because, of course, the government has to see what happens because this plane had been missing for 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So it just appears.
From their standpoint, the plane just disappeared like Malaysia flight.
So they were in the air for 5 years?
They just thought they were dead. They thought they were gone.
Okay. From this
How long? Wouldn't just a few hours go by?
From the perspective of the people on the plane, it was a normal flight.
Right.
But then they landed, and it's crazy. Everybody on the ground was like, no, you've been missing for 5 years.
You just had a lot of fuel. Was somebody refueling the plane?
No, it just jumped ahead in time.
Is it worth looking
Stop
at? Because I might go back tonight and watch it.
I'm just trying to figure out how they stayed up so long.
It is so...
Did they go into orbit? Did they go in space and go in orbit for a while and then fall out of orbit?
You sound like the black guy in charge of the investigation. He's trying to figure out what happened to it. He's trying to ask questions like that, and then some.
So they came back, and
yeah, this makes sense.
I think I like the black character.
So husbands were remarried,
except when they landed. They unloaded all the people off on the tarmac, and Mr. Black Investigator guy, the old wise black man, walks up and you see him talking to the pilot, and everyone's like, "What's going on? Why are we here?" And so then he just decides to spill the beans to the whole crowd, like,
"You've been missing for 5 years."
Exactly what he said.
Really?
You know what? I gotta see if I can find it queued up. The show is so bad. It is worth watching.
Did the people getting off the plane go, ha, 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 like they didn't believe it?
So husbands were remarried, wives were remarried when they
people
came down?
Died, yeah. And then now they're all hearing stuff in their heads, and it's so bad.
Is it an hour?
So it sounds like a hate watch.
Oh, I was thoroughly enjoying watching it because it was so bad.
How long is it going to last?
Well, it's got the power, the main producer is Robert Zemeckis.
Okay.
Big Hollywood guy did Back to the Future. So you would think, right, that,
Man,
what?
Can you tell me how Joe from Facts of Life did on Dancing with the Stars?
No, I missed her.
You did?
I did.
Who did you see?
I didn't see anybody.
You didn't see anybody?
No.
Then why'd you ask me if I watched it?
Because I know it debuted last night.
Oh, okay.
I know you like to watch these debuts.
Well, that's not my
parents
favorite
watched
I just happened to be watching. Yeah. It was kind of a fluke thing, and then...
I stayed late at work, but I tend to go to Monday Night Football right away. Which
was a great
I thought it was a terrific
night.
Game.
Who won?
Pittsburgh hung on to beat Tampa, but Fitzpatrick
I heard there
played
a
great
of
second half.
The quarterback calls.
Oh, there was a lot of great stuff. A great stiff arm from the Pittsburgh tight end. He went 75 yards. You'll see this forever.
Hey, flight 838's landing.
Okay, sorry. Let me be quiet.
Anytime now.
What's Jerry?
Was this from the show?
Can I get
this
your the name, show. Captain, and the number of passengers?
Wait, why is there stuff in black and white?
You're the wrong screen. Captain William Daly. We have 191 souls on board.
all of whom would love to touch down on one of your runways.
Why do you say souls?
That's what they call people on the manifest. They call it souls. I don't know why. It's one of those,
really?
It's one of those things that
I've always heard that, too.
Really? Pilots think it's cool.
Wow, I learned something.
They are cool pilots.
I like this show.
This pilot, by the way, I think they were looking for a Sully lookalike. Doesn't he look like Sully?
Sully? Yes. Yeah, I didn't think about that,
sorry,
but you're right.
Folks, apologies and a half. We are diverting to Stewart Airport up in Newburgh.
How come the guys don't have beards?
In the city, but for any of those
stop
who
it
are trying to make a connecting flight, we owe you one. Flight attendants.
Hey, that girl should have tits by now.
First thing they notice is that their cell phones don't work.
What?
Yeah, because they didn't pay the bill for 5 years.
That's true. They're all cut off. I wouldn't be clapping after 5 years.
Yes, people, welcome to New York, where local time is 11:49 p.m.
5 years
on
later.
On behalf of your flight crew, we'd like to thank you all for flying Montego Air.
Seriously, no service?
Wait, why does this phone even work?
Continues. We've been asked to deplane.
Why did the
right
juice
here
run out?
Because from his perspective, cool, it was a short flight. His phone was off the whole time.
Well, his phone's been off for 5 years.
Drew, stop ruining this for me.
No, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Uh-oh, now they don't know. Why are they unloading on the tarmac? There's Black Investigator guy.
I'm pumped for this guy.
Who's Daly?
That kid's less than 5 years old.
When did they ever do this?
Never. Something's happening.
Something's happening.
Ooh.
Tired of the pilot.
Excuse me, there are sick people here. What exactly is the problem?
All right, fuck it. I'm just going to tell everybody.
The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is your plane departed Montego Bay, Jamaica on April 7, 2013.
Yeah, no shit.
Today is November 4th, 2018.
What?
We've all been missing, presumed dead for 5.5 years.
Where you been?
Are we in Lost? Wait,
that looks cool, Mark.
Is the show have a plane sound and then somebody going, shee?
Yeah, that was the Black Investigator.
I like that.
Back it up.
Play it again. Do that again. I think it works. I think you should turn it into the producers.
2013. Today is November 4th, 2018. We've all been missing, presumed dead for 5.5 years.
I did it too early. It is so, I can't stress how bad the show is.
I think I might like this show.
It's worthwhile. But remember Lost? Remember the pilot episode of Lost, how fucking cool it was?
There were some cool Lost episodes, but unfortunately it was like one out of every 20 after a while.
Yeah, they wrote themselves into a hole and couldn't get out of it.
I got so irked.
And this chick loves her eyebrows.
Oh, which one? I like eyebrows on chicks.
Her? Do you like hers? They're very, very
strong. I think I might. Wait, let me see. I like Brooke Shields' eyebrow. Okay, hers are a little thick.
So that's a brother.
That's a little much.
That's a brother and sister. They were on a family trip, and they decided to take the bump flight, which was this one.
Yeah.
So that kid is sick with leukemia.
Ooh. And he didn't die in the 5 years with no treatment?
His sister, his mom, and their parents made the regular flight.
Ooh.
So what's going to happen?
Well, he hasn't been treated in so long. I'm surprised he's alive.
That is dad?
Well, that's exactly what they said.
No,
that's his dad there?
That's his dad, yeah.
How can there be kids on the flight?
Wait, wait, Black Investigator guy.
Old.
He's going to get to the bottom of it, Black
Sully.
Investigator.
Sully.
Don't worry. She.
Such making out with a kid? It's not his
Let's
own?
Let's start simply. After the plane left Jamaica, where did you land?
We never landed anywhere until we landed right here.
Now tell me what really happened.
Yeah. Took off on time, arrived 3 hours and 19 minutes later.
Is this some kind of a stunt? For God's sake.
It makes no sense.
Clear air. Heavy chop. Instruments never detected a thing.
I got off Sully.
Sully's getting pissed.
Like the roof was going to come right off, you know.
Oh, stop crying.
Fake.
What are you
talking? I'm going to see this airline cry into the ground.
I need to make a call, okay? I need to call my boy, my fiancé.
My son has leukemia. He's not about to submit to testing of any kind.
I want my mom.
Aww.
36
hours later.
Who gives a fuck?
Look at They're all reunited. They're being reunited so quick, too.
Wait, how does everybody arrive at once? Wait, that's the eyebrows chick's fiance? That old guy?
No, it's your dad.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Haven't aged a day.
That's his mom. Like, sick kid.
You haven't aged a day.
Yeah, it's been 5 years.
That's not good. You want a kid to age. He's
there's his
very
sister,
small.
Who's really old now.
Is that the fiance?
That's a sister.
What happened?
Cal!
Because they're brother and sister. They used to be close in age. Now she's 5 years older. Pretty riveting, huh?
Wait, she's like 10 years older. She's like 15 years older. Is she on some plane that speeds time ahead? In triplicate? So she's 15 years?
Uh-oh, what about mom?
Your mom got sick. She fought so hard.
What do you mean sick?
Hey.
You've been gone for 5 years.
She loved you kids more than life itself.
She bought the farm.
You were everything to her.
No. I was just running with her on the beach. I came out here to tell her.
It was 5 years ago.
That she was right about me and Jared. No, Dad.
Go home to Mommy.
No, I can't.
Oh, my God. This is the worst acting.
Where's my mom?
Worst acting possibly ever.
Did you hear that other passenger looking for his parents?
Oh.
Hi, Mom. Where's my mom?
She's dead too, dude.
Oh, my God.
So bad.
Manifest.
It's so bad.
Is there anything on the fourth Kavanaugh accuser today?
I haven't seen anything.
Who cares? We're watching Manifest.
Oh, that guy, by the way. So the wife, you find out, spoiler alert, you find out at the end that
she screwed someone?
She starts getting texts from a guy. Yeah. Who's dying to talk to her.
What?
And then the girl who got 5 years older is like, what are you going to do, Mom?
What?
Did you bang my wife? Huh? Did you bang my whore wife? Does anybody here have any illegitimate children with my whore wife that I should know about?
That's another passenger.
Oh, I have some new political correctness to pass along.
Yeah.
There's a band, a pretty big metal band, I believe. Or they're heavy metal, or I'm not sure exactly how they're classified. They're heavy, though, I think.
What's the name? Do you know the name?
You know what? Oh, fine. It's in my...
What about them?
It's in my email somewhere. God damn it. Okay. They have a song where this guy calls his, I think it's his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, a whore. And he announced last night it's the last time they're playing the song because the lyrics are politically... incorrect.
They couldn't just change the word?
No, guess not.
What?
Yeah, he's not playing the song anymore.
Couldn't change it to hoe?
Is this a big band?
Not to me, but they might be. I don't know. I could probably find it.
Want more information. Let's get that black detective on it. He'll find out who the band
exactly.
is. Exactly. Just spill the beans.
So stupid.
I gotta find more scenes with that detective. Oh, that eyebrow chick, by the way, is a cop.
By the way, this is my first new email. Drew yelling, Dr. Ford passed the polygraph test given to her by her lawyer. No one else was there. And none of the questions asked have been released. Convicted by accusation. Let's see, I'm trying to explain what's wrong with destroying someone without things like evidence, due process. Made me think you might appreciate this article. James Woods had a good suggestion on... Oh. We talked about James Woods. Everybody liked the circumcision lady. She's pretty funny.
They liked her?
Yeah. Oh, they liked the
call. They liked the call, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they liked her. Although, actually, she was, I don't know, she was just too intense.
I think this detective guy needs to get on the ground a little more.
We interviewed every last one of them. Nothing. And still haven't come across a single substance dating from... any time between the day the flight took off and when it returned. It's as if the plane never left the sky.
Do I have to say out loud that that's impossible?
Director, no one on that plane aged a day. I think we've taken impossible off the table.
How does she know that no one aged a day?
I don't know if I could handle it, Mark.
Ian wants us to know.
Spoiler
that,
alert, the plane blows itself up.
It does?
Yeah, so nobody can find out what happened.
What?
It is so.
How did that happen?
It blew itself up, Tom. I don't know. How did it disappear for 5 years?
I don't know.
Ian wanted us to know that he's slowly getting caught up on Radiolab, and he was listening to their November 2014 episode where they, it's called Patient Zero, talks about the origin of the AIDS virus, and he was just listening to it right before our podcast yesterday. He said, the funny thing is they talk about Glenn Burke, not AIDS-related, and the fact that he invented the high five.
He did. Burke, that's right. Yeah.
You guys do realize that Jim Fouts is saying Adobe software, right? It sounds like Adobe software.
He's got AIDS.
No, he's not.
He's saying Adobe Cellophane.
He might be trying to say Adobe Cellophane, but he says Adobe Cellophane.
Does Glenn Burke know Eric Schau?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
We got deeply into that topic.
How about Alan
again.
Wiggins?
He's got
you
AIDS.
Know Alan Wiggins?
Alan Wiggins.
He's got AIDS.
Tommy Lasorda Jr.?
Well, those guys flew a lot. They probably had the he was a flight attendant who was ground zero for AIDS.
They were both out in the West Division.
Hooray for AIDS!
What if he just made out with, if he made out with Eric Schau, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Could have wiped with his towel. Same towel.
Drew, is the band Paramore?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's a female lead singer, just so you know.
Okay. Well, I still think it's stupid.
And not only that, it's one of their biggest songs.
I know. That's the part I couldn't believe, but I didn't really know what that meant.
Misery Business is the song.
Okay.
But it's one of their biggest songs. How do they not play one of their biggest songs?
I have no idea. Are their fans really complaining?
Should we call Kennedy? It's her favorite band.
What?
She's seen them play a lot. Do you want to call Kennedy?
We could. This is so dumb. I hate to even give a perspective. It might be funny to hear what Kennedy feels about it.
I would think most of their fans would be pissed knowing that they're not going to play the song.
Maybe they're offended by the song.
I mean, I'm glad that this chick's all evolved and her singing, but your fans want to hear your songs.
What if Kennedy doesn't even know about it? She text her first?
She knows.
I did break news to her the other day about when Mac Miller died, because she liked Mac Miller.
Oh, and she wants everyone to know it's not Ariana Grande's fault. I think that was Kennedy's key message.
Hey, at the risk of being a Tom non sequitur here, do you know Pete Davidson was dating before Ariana Grande?
Who?
Larry David's daughter.
I didn't know that. I did hear a lot of
his
sternum.
She's hot, man.
Really?
You know what, Larry David's daughter?
Yeah.
You know what annoyed me about that interview was Pete Davidson was saying every time he has sex with Ariana Grande, he thanks her.
That's weird.
And he apologizes. And like, isn't she going to get sick of that?
He has sex with her before marriage?
Apparently.
She better answer.
She might be in class.
She might be tweeting.
Class.
She's probably liking a tweet as we speak.
Day.
She fills up my Twitter.
I hope her car's still running. Sorry, Mike.
Is Guitar Hero taking this song off their game? Because this is on
the
game.
Pretty good song.
Not bad.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay, I also got an email about Paulina Poroskova-Gretzky.
Moonves?
And all the guys blowing loads over.
Oh.
I couldn't help but think of an old coworker of mine getting blocked by her on Twitter merely for telling her she's hot. Oh, wait a second. And that he'd use a pair of her underwear as a coffee filter.
Well, there you go. I don't think her underwear's big enough for a coffee filter.
Joke's on him. She doesn't wear underwear.
Yeah, plus, if she did, it would be a lot smaller.
I never heard that one before. I thought it was quite flattering myself. I guess it crossed some sort of line or something. To add to the story, a month or two later, he, by coincidence, sat beside Papa Walter Gretzky at a Grapefruit League game where he was able to control himself and leave Paulina out of the conversation. How ridiculous.
Yeah, Walter was, that's Wayne's dad.
Okay, so Paulina Gretzky reads every comment on her fucking Twitter? Doesn't she have like 5 zillion followers?
Probably. Sometimes she probably just caught it by accident,
Adam wants a Mags and Layla glamour shot calendar in 2019.
Mark, what's wrong with an eyebrow lady here?
Oh, she's hearing voices in her head. Kennedy said she's in class. She's getting out soon, though. She'll try and call if we're still on.
Dom wants to know, what if 1,000 women come out with blogs tomorrow? Will they cancel the games due to player suspensions? Yeah, no one left on the rosters.
That's likely, and yes, they should, because that's their policy.
Well, a lot of people are not happy with the lack of due process.
This is due process. This isn't the first time.
No, but you're not playing, and you haven't. No one has determined anything.
Well, you're part of a union that agreed to it, and this is the second time.
It doesn't mean people have to like it.
That's fine. This is the second. I just want them to understand. This is the second time it's happened.
Tammy says, it's not okay to suspend a man because a crazy ex posts something on social media. If you're assaulted, call the police. Quit trying to ruin lives.
Well, if you want to ruin their lives, call the police, right?
Well,
Quit trying to ruin men's lives.
Oh, I'm paraphrasing. She did say that. It's from a she.
Yeah. Because how's that work when people go to the cops? How many people really get charged?
Well, then isn't that the problem?
Of course it's a problem.
Okay, so does it really fix it to just go on social media and go...
No, but how is that different to going to the failing New York Times and going...
Well, the failing
story.
New York Times will have a journalist who will actually probably vet your claim, will go
I
to...
Just, what are people mad at? People? They're mad that the Major League Baseball has a policy
a woman put out a blog.
After
that's all they have. She won't even cooperate with the investigators.
You're right. And I actually don't believe her, but I understand why Major League Baseball has this policy. And it came out the year before. This is the second allegation.
I don't care how many allegations is. I don't like social media determining. Mass, you want to check in?
Yeah, I am. I'm waiting.
You didn't say anything.
I know. I'm waiting for my place to jump in.
I was just saying, I just don't think social media should determine. It should determine little to nothing. I don't think social media is the place to determine if someone did or did not do something.
I understand,
if she called up Major League Baseball, do you think they would pay attention?
I don't think it's Major League Baseball's job to determine what happened to her. I think it's a police matter. She had a crime committed against her, and I realize people failed to call the police. But you know what? We should tell them to call the police.
That's why
they should call the police. Why don't they do it?
Because they don't do anything about it because it's a he said, she said.
Well, then, we're going to say she said and he said, so she said first on social media, so you're out.
No, he's
not. You can't win on social
media. He's not out, though.
You cannot win.
I don't like it either, but he's not out.
Okay, I'm not going to argue about it anymore because we've already argued about it. I feel one way, you feel another way, and that's the way the world works. I'm not going to change my mind. I don't think social media is a place to do it.
Of course, it's not the ideal place to do it.
That's where people like to get support. They feel good. They want to get that support.
But how do all those supporters? It's like this woman that said today, Judge Kavanaugh, I know Judge Kavanaugh. He wouldn't do this. You don't fucking know because you're on TV. I'm supposed to say, oh, well, she knows him and she says that he didn't do it, so he didn't do it.
Right.
I mean, that's like being on social media. It's the same thing, except there was someone asking her questions.
Let's face it. It's a different world, man, now. It really is.
Well, we need a better way. And unfortunately, we never fix anything.
And as if they get treated so well when they report it on social media anyway.
Right. They get creamed even worse.
Yeah, because it's so easy just to put it up there.
There's no winner.
What am I looking for?
I don't know.
Wait, what? Oh. Someone liked my explanation for Ground Zero for AIDS. He got off the plane in Australia, boo-fooed everyone, went to London, boo-fooed everyone, got off the plane, blah, blah, blah. Thank you.
Where does Eric Schau come in on that?
I think Eric Schau was on the plane. I think the guy flew with Major League Baseball, obviously. Schau was passed out. He dragged him into the galley.
Oh.
Who knows?
Shout to the galley.
Maybe he's just trying to improve his performance.
He could have.
By beating him off.
Hey, he never was the same after he gave up Pete Rose's hit.
When was that?
86.
He was never the same after the Tigers destroyed him in the World Series.
Bavakwa talked
I don't
him
think
down.
They destroyed Eric Schau, did they?
Oh, yeah. Look at his stats for the one game. I think he got pulled after a third of an inning.
Oh, Eric sent us a text to say he was at the Spun Show Saturday.
Yeah.
And he enjoyed it. And then I got another email from someone.
I wish we could have went.
Someone sent me a picture of Vinny Dombrowski on the NASCAR Network.
You're kidding me.
He was a guest.
What was it at MIS?
I don't know. I have no idea. It was just a picture of Vinny with one of the NASCAR dudes, one of the NASCAR announcers talking. I know. I didn't know he was a big NASCAR fan.
I didn't think he was either.
I suppose it was the MI-400 in Brooklyn or something?
Could have been.
That just happened, didn't it?
I'm not sure when it happened, but it had. What are the tracks he going to be at?
I don't know. With Vinny, who knows?
So hopefully it was a success, rocking the shores.
That's we count on you to tell us, man.
I know. Well, next year, I think they should have it on a Friday.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Bill Cosby's first prison menu has been revealed.
What is Bill Cosby?
Sloppy Joe's?
It's funny how we're so worried about every little thing about Bill Cosby in jail.
His first meal. His first meal will be veal patty, pasta, gravy, mixed veg, tomato salad, and Cosby's favorite, pudding.
Pudding.
So fucking stupid.
Maz, did you put a bid in on the MDOT sign?
I never wind up going
what?
To do it. I know, the Silver Dome, but 7 feet by 14 feet, I just couldn't...
I thought it was going to be by the garage.
I know, I just couldn't cover the entire garage with the 7 foot by 14 foot sign.
But it sounded like Kathy wanted it after all.
Well, we never did get her on the phone to ask her. It might have slipped my mind to ask her about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can buy Eastland Mall. Auction starts at $500,000.
Wait, what are they doing with the Eastland Mall?
$500,000 for Eastland Mall?
That's where the auction starts. But I don't think anybody's going to pay that much more for it. The Silver Dome was $500,000.
What are the big cross streets for Eastland?
Metro Detroit. Yeah, this is right by my house. It's a sin. But everyone left.
Is that 9 Mile or is that 8 Mile?
8 Mile.
8 Mile and...
eight
I
and
at, yeah.
Yeah, it's between Harper and the
and that's where that really
if you
went.
Had a loose $500,000, would you bid for it?
I love that place.
Really?
It breaks my heart every time
I just
buy
it and walk around it.
So I would offer like $498 and buy the Silver Dome sign.
But remember when you guys tried to get me the Fisher Building at one time, remember?
Yeah. This would be all the deal.
This would be right up there for me.
What would you do with Eastland Mall?
What could we do? Well, I would, you know, the one thing for sure I would
make it a park. He'd make it a park.
I would make part of it what I wanted to do to Silver Dome. You know, an outdoor park, recreation, drive-in movie, basketball courts.
Drive-in movie. That's an idea that never gets old.
That's right.
Apparently.
That's why you see them all over the place.
I fell asleep on a drive-in movie with Star Wars.
So you fell asleep watching Star Wars?
Star Wars. I never regrouped. Never watched the Star War after that.
That's really funny. That's one of the biggest holes in my pop culture is I am not a Star Wars guy. I don't know what it is. I guess, you know what? I'm going to go back to what you said. I watched, I believe, the first one.
I didn't get through it.
I don't even know if I saw the first one. Maybe it's the problem. Maybe I never saw the first one, and I've been... Every time I watch one,
up.
I go, hey, that's really cool to look at because it's always well shot.
Well,
I never know the plot.
The first three, though, look silly now, and you would hate them now. Although, The Empire is one of the most perfectly written movies ever. It really is.
I just never did it, Mark.
Well, you don't like, do you like sci-fi?
No, I'm not a sci-fi.
I'm not a big sci-fi person either.
What are you talking about? You love every astronaut movie that's out there.
That's not
you
sci-fi.
Love Gravity.
Well, that's space.
Right, that's different.
So it's Star Wars.
No, that's fake.
And Gravity isn't?
I don't even remember
Gravity.
Gravity,
that's space.
Was. Are you going
to
go see
those are astronauts.
What's
that
the movie
really
that's
right,
the
Sandra,
movie that's coming up?
Sandra Bullock really did come back to Earth.
She trained for the
Neil
movie.
Neil Armstrong, what movie is that called?
First Man. No, yeah, that's
First
real.
Man. That's coming up. That's something I'd go watch.
The one where he doesn't plant the flag on the moon.
Exactly.
Were you angry about that, Maz?
I was.
Is it in 3D?
I refuse to believe
it. Not interested.
I really don't care that much, but when Ryan Gosling said, that was a human achievement, not a... It was like, oh fuck you. Shut the fuck... What are you talking about?
You weren't even born.
I personally couldn't believe that movie, it wasn't the most obvious thing in the world to have him land on the moon and go, you know, one small step for man, and go, because that's all I remember.
Of course.
No,
that's in my head right now. I won a contest. I showed you my newspaper clipping from the Hudson Dispatch.
What?
As a kid, I drew the man on the moon.
Really? You had the best drawing?
I had the best drawing.
What happened to your art career?
And this never took off. Just another failure.
I want to see
we
this.
Landed on the moon!
You saw it. It's 105.1. I could bring it back in for
is
you.
Is this online somewhere?
No, it's not online.
It should be.
It's not online. We can get it online, though.
What was the prize?
I forgot what I won. It was like a $100 gift certificate.
How geeked were your parents?
I was so geeked. My parents, of course, were proud. Of course. My dad, I don't think, knew.
Did you go to Baskin-Robbins or anything?
No.
Your dad didn't know?
I don't think my dad even knew. He worked those crazy hours. Come on.
Oh, he was down at the diner.
He was at the
laying bets.
He was at the Hostess Cake. Yeah, he was at the weenie joint. The weenie joint. Good song.
R.E.M.
I knew this was going to happen at Eastland Mall because I pass it every day and I know it's empty and it's going to be shut down. But reading this, makes me very sad that they will shut it down, of course, and demolish it like they do all old malls. You know, and I pass Oakland Mall all the time.
Summit Place Mall is getting remade, allegedly.
That's good to know. I'd like to see them survive.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I mean, where?
Nothing is. There's been nothing there.
No one goes anymore. That's the shitty part.
You don't need to.
I know, but it was always fun to go to the mall and walk around.
Was it really?
I thought so.
Was it really that fun to go to the mall? I mean, maybe so. When you were a teenager.
I still like going.
I'm just trying to run down what the current. Is there anything new with Kavanaugh today?
Not that I've seen, no. Just his interview yesterday. And just what the, you know.
Ted Cruz got run out of a restaurant. And Yale canceled classes to protest Kavanaugh. Good to know your child is getting her class canceled so they can protest. So they can tell them what to think about that, too, if they go to Yale. He's also an alumni. So it's interesting. They've canceled class to protest their alumni judge.
Good.
Nice school.
Something to do.
Wait, every class was canceled?
That's what it said. I'll check.
Huh.
That was on TMZ, I think. Either TMZ or Daily Mail had that story. This may be the funniest thing I saw all day. There's a woman. Did we talk? We didn't talk yet about the woman who signed. She's one of the 65 women who signed. Said Judge Kavanaugh is the greatest.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I went to high school. She went to one of the nearby high schools. She didn't actually go to his high school.
Is this Renee or Renee?
Renata. And so then it turns out she's mentioned on his yearbook page.
And 12 other yearbook entries.
And the implication being that somebody banged her.
Yeah.
And so now she's hurt and she's unsigned the letter. She no longer supports him.
Okay. Someone put out a statement that they only kissed. Back then.
Okay, he said that. I think
that's
he said,
him that
that.
Said that.
I think it's him. Why are people looking at his high school yearbook page trying to solve this riddle? Are you fucking kidding me?
Because
you remember the dumb shit in your yearbook, yearbook pages?
I wonder if it's because of that's when the main accusation happened.
But what you wrote in your yearbook, does anyone write in your book, I attempted to rape this chick?
Right. No, I don't think so. If and they did, I'm sure it would have been turned in long, long, long time ago.
His freshman year roommate at Yale has come out to say, he drank a lot, and I don't know anything about the incident, but he was incoherent, drunk, he was a heavy drinker, and he was belligerent.
And he got angry, right, and he got angry, and he backed the woman saying, well, I can't, she'll
I
never
could
tell
see it happening.
Yeah. His freshman roommate that he talked to, it said, they only talked to each other for the first 2 days of school.
He was a suite mate. He wasn't his roommate. He was his suite mate. He was across the bathroom from him.
Kennedy's on the phone.
Oh.
Give it a rest. Hey, Ken.
Hi. Are you playing Paramore right now?
No, we're calling you.
That's why you're calling me?
Do you like this song?
Yeah, but it's kind of making me sad.
Why?
Because they don't play it anymore at their concerts.
That's why we're calling.
I didn't think you'd know. You already know about this?
Yeah, it's been out for like a week and a half.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Ooh.
I just read it today. I didn't know they were your favorite band.
Yeah.
Now, why do you like them so much?
So Paramore was like the first, like, I guess, like, rock band my dad introduced me to.
Really?
And then I got, like, obsessed with Hayley Williams and started, like, buying all the clothes that she had. Like, this is me in sixth grade. And I ended up dyeing my hair, like, ketchup red and, like, cutting bangs just like her.
Whoa!
So I can maybe find a picture for you guys. But, yeah, she was kind of my idol for a really long time.
So do you support her decision to drop the song from the set?
Yeah, if it, like, bothers her that much, if she thinks it's, like, really slut-shaming girls.
Do you think
I
that,
never really took it
but
like
Kennedy,
that, but
we need your opinion. Would you, if they said, Kennedy, you're a fan, you love the band, should we play the song or drop it? What would you choose?
I would say keep it just because it's, like, a fan favorite, and at all of the concerts, she pulls a fan up on stage to, like, sing it with her. So that's, like, one of the biggest parts of a Paramore show. And, like, people go and like they make a ton of signs that like say like let me like sing Misery Business with you, and like that's just been always like a huge aspect. So I don't know, it's kind of like gonna miss a chunk of the show now.
Okay, now on to you. Last okay. we knew, you and your boyfriend split up. It was like a player. It was like a Player Dave period breakup.
Oh, period. And yeah.
He was gonna find himself. First mm-hmm. question is: A, has he found himself? And B,
no.
Okay, he hasn't found himself. Have you found a new boyfriend?
No, I don't have a new boyfriend. But we do have a class with each other.
Oh, is that awkward?
Thanks for the drop.
Awkward.
It's super awkward.
Hey, I know you.
We sit,
like, a couple,
we sit a couple feet away from each other, and he won't look in my direction. Like, he refuses to look even,
what?
Like, generally at me. Like, yeah.
Have you
and all- I texted look. Him. I texted him,
text
and I was
him?
Like, hey, I saw, like, we have a class together. Like, let's not make
look.
It weird. Like, there's no reason for it to be awkward. And he was like, no, we don't have to talk.
What a dick.
I was like, oh my God,
what?
Okay.
What?
Have you made out in front of him with another classmate?
Yeah, I agree. You need to date somebody in the class and make out with them on the way in.
No.
Preferably the teacher.
Can you wear something really provocative to the class and just walk right by him?
It is, I must say, the only class that I ever put a real outfit on and don't wear, like, sweatpants and a sweatshirt. I actually just came from that class.
Oh.
So.
Was he there?
Oh, yeah.
And they still won't look at you.
We're away from each other.
What does he have?
No, no.
Does
he won't look at me.
Does he have a new girlfriend?
Oh, no. So, the, like, president of his fraternity actually, like, came up to me at a party the other day and was like, hey, like, he kind of, like, blacks out in his room every night. Like, do you know what's going on? And I'm like, no.
Oh, boy.
So he's just, like, drinking himself to death, I guess, and has no friends anymore.
Look what you did to him.
He's not going to find himself doing that.
No.
No, I know.
And I love that you have
people
zero
are genuinely
concern.
Worried.
Are you worried?
A little, but it's not my problem anymore. Yeah.
That's right.
I agree with
you.
I agree with you.
More importantly, how's the Mini Cooper?
No, actually, your response to that should have been,
wait, Matt,
I dodged a bullet there.
What's up, Ken?
Hi. No, I actually have a funny story. So glad I have the Mini Cooper, right? Because yesterday I was pulling out of a spot and I hit the car behind me.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And the Mini Cooper left no dent in my car or the other person's car.
Sweet.
So I just drove away, but I was really flustered about it.
Aww.
But
did you
no
actually,
problems here. Also,
so you got out of the car and checked?
Yeah, I didn't do a hit and run.
That's good.
Hold
good
on to your dick!
Actual
I hope
audio.
My dad doesn't listen to this podcast.
Actual audio and no damage.
That's awesome. The Mini Cooper's
no
good for it. See? It already paid for itself.
Yeah, because like the bumper thing on the back, I was like playing with it after. It's like really squishy and kind of like moves in. So I think when the impact happened, the like the little bumper thing kind of helped me out.
Make sure you tell Dad that the car
bumper
just paid for itself.
Cars.
No, he'll take it away from me because it crashed into the car behind me.
Uh oh.
Hey, he's not gonna listen.
He won't listen to.
He
it.
Doesn't listen to podcasts ever. I don't
he
think.
Doesn't. Okay.
Well, the bumper's like a Nerf ball. That's that's one of the that's why it was so expensive.
That's why she bought it.
Yeah. It's got the Nerf effect.
Yep,
anytime you
cute,
hit a car behind,
and
it's
it
great.
Bounces.
Yeah. How are your classes going?
They're going well. I have all A's so far.
What?
So, but
Dean's listening.
I've only been here for like a month, so.
How are the parties?
They could be better. Yeah. We could step it up a little.
How's the Drew and Mike mat outside the room?
It's funny because my entire sorority house is like baby blue and like light pink. And then there's just like this black and orange mat right
good.
Outside my door.
Good.
People probably
stand out.
Are people puzzled by it? Like, what is that?
At first, and then they're like, oh, wait, this is the internship you had over the summer. And I was like, yeah.
Okay. So we're getting some recognition on there. Well, Kennedy, we just want to check out about, I didn't realize you were so into that band, but Mark knew, so we thought you might be an important source of information. We want to say hi. So let us know how things are going.
All right. Thanks for checking in.
And dress hot for that class.
Do it, Ken.
All right.
Okay. We'll see you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, I know you. Ha ha.
I completely gapped on what it's like to be 19 until Kennedy was here.
The Powerball.
Brandon's here. Hey, Brand.
Brandon in the house. Brandon knows about the Paramore story, I bet. They're not bad, actually.
No, like they're actually they're pretty good.
I can see why Kenny digs them.
I can't.
Who's their lead singer that she likes?
Haley, she said
Williams?
That. Yeah, I think so. Is that what she said?
I think so.
Yeah. And she got her hair dyed just like her. Aww.
Let's see what she looks like.
In sixth grade.
Let's see what Paramore looks like.
I wonder if that was a controversial move at school.
Ooh, maybe. Possibly. Do you want to sit in here? No, you don't? Okay.
I started reading K.K. Downing's book today.
Yeah, how is it?
From Judas Priest. It's actually pretty good. You know, I'm not a big Judas Priest fan. I do appreciate them. I know how big they are. They've got a couple songs I know. And so I was interested in it, and I think it's pretty good. And I got the Maz brought in the Steve Lukather book.
That's it, baby. We're getting them in October.
From Toto?
The man. Sick that day.
Maz
the
is man. So
You're
good.
Gonna love them.
Just kidding.
And also I got Bring It On Home. Trudy got it. Well, I think we're gonna talk to the author Mark Blake. Peter Grant, Led Zeppelin and Beyond, the story of rock's great manager. And book is really interesting.
Huh.
Have you tried listening to Rod Stewart's channel or no interest?
Rod Stewart's channel?
Yeah, they switched
on
over. Yeah, they gave it Rod Stewart a channel.
How much of it is old Rod Stewart?
How much is standards?
Well, he's got a new album out now, just like Paul McCartney and everyone else.
Do they play Faces?
Yeah, they do.
They do, okay.
They do.
I like Faces.
They do. They play a lot. You hear them. It doesn't sound like them. I mean, when they get old, I guess this doesn't sound like it.
You mean the standards?
Yeah, I have a hard time hearing Paul McCartney talk, so I'm having a really hard time hearing Rod Stewart
the
talk. Yeah.
I wouldn't think Rod. I can't see him having a channel. He has a lot of music.
I know, but they gave him one. It's a temporary, but it'll be around for at least a month or so.
Oh, for a month. Okay. Yeah.
That's that channel that keeps changing on me.
Channel 30.
It was U2, and then it was Dave Matthews.
Then it was Yacht Rock. And now it's back.
You know what's the Tom Petty channel?
That's a great channel.
It is a good channel.
Is that still around?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I think it's 31 or 29. Okay. 31 or 29 on XM. It's pretty good.
Do you listen to Bruce at all or no?
Yeah, Bruce's channel. You know what? One thing I might complain about Bruce's channel, they play too much live music.
They do a lot
I do
of
like
live.
The studio version.
I heard the live from 84. I was thinking if I was at that concert tonight. It was from Giant Stadium.
That's what I like about the Pearl Jam.
I wonder if I was at this concert.
The Pearl Jam channel plays so much live music.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
I'm not
like
a big fan
it.
Of live recordings. Generally, but and the Beatles channel is a big advantage because three of the Beatles had
so
pretty big
good.
Solo careers.
So good.
They have so, many songs. Well, Ringo has songs too. There's so many songs. And then they play influences, which I'm not. Cover versions.
Yeah.
There's a
I like
cover
the covers.
Versions
I don't
too.
Like the influences that they play.
I'm not crazy about them either.
It's always Chuck Berry and, something
beep.
Like that.
I like the Chucker. I like the Chucker, but I don't know. I just, if you're on the Beatles channel, I guess you expect your Beatles. I did like they were playing some Stones music, and I thought, they should just make it like British Invasion.
I'm surprised the Stones don't have a channel.
I know. How could they not have a channel? That seems weird to me.
It is.
I think you could combine like a British Invasion channel and play a lot of Beatles and Stones.
And Peter
could
have
some Who.
Peter could be a DJ.
Throwing the Kinks.
Our boy Pete.
Yeah, he could be.
He knows them all.
Can he stop talking about living across the hall from Paul McCartney at the house on Wimbush Street,
by
the way?
Well,
according to him, Paul McCartney writes every song in the room across the hall when he was engaged to Jane Asher.
Yeah, Paul was screwing his sister.
It's like, wait, that song's from 1995. How could he have written it across the hall from
you? Well, he ran it by me.
I know, and he played everything for... I'm beginning to lose respect for Paul McCartney for playing all his songs for Peter Asher.
And he gave Pete a couple of songs, didn't he?
Yeah, he gave him A World Without Love, which was a number one
huge
hit. Then he gave him two other songs and used a pseudonym because people were saying, if you just say it's a Paul McCartney song, it's a hit. So I think he used Bernard Webb or something.
Really?
Yeah, and they were hits. Both
Mark,
of them were
can
hit.
You find Styx, Styx, Styx?
Oh, really?
And they did I Am the Walrus. I heard it today live, and I think you guys would love it. Styx, I Am the Walrus.
I find that very hard to believe.
I'm telling you. You will like it.
It's no Renegade.
No, it's not.
Or Roboto.
It's not Roboto. Roboto sucks. Renegade rocks. I don't care what you say.
Brian Asadorian played a mean keyboard back in my day in high school. He loved sticks.
Really?
Yeah.
Bloop. What's his name?
Brian Asadorian.
Does any friend of yours have less than four syllables in their name?
Not really.
It's incredible. What was the name you mentioned earlier? His garage?
Focaraccio. That's my best friend.
What happened with him?
Nothing. Well, we worked out in his garage. We
worked out
iron.
In his garage. That's right. Yeah. What's his name?
Here's Brian? A song by a gay
Asadorian.
Guy.
Asadorian.
No, the first guy.
Brian, Ralph Focaraccio.
Focaraccio. Yeah. Jesus.
What's in the sticks?
Is that Dennis DeYoung?
When did they record this? Do you know, Tom?
I don't. I know it was a live version. That's all I know. Didn't have a year next to it. But listen, when they get into it, it really is pretty good.
It's not as bad as I would have thought it would be.
I had such low expectations.
Isn't that good?
I'm sort of enjoying it.
It's good.
Not bad.
Wait till they get into it a little bit more. Corporation t-shirts, stupid bloody shoes, they mind you've been a naughty boy.
The number of covers are
amazing.
Beyond belief.
No!
No more! No! Stop it!
What do you think?
I think you did a good job on the instrumentation. That's the part I'm kind of surprised by.
I love hearing all this stuff on the Beatles channel. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem with an artist is how much material do they have? Can you really justify a channel? It's pretty fucking hard.
Every time I'm out with a customer and I'm test driving one of our cars and I want to test and I want to show them, I'm demonstrating.
If the Beatles channel works?
Well, I demonstrate. No, you can touch your steering wheel, the button on your steering wheel, talk to it. You can change the channel of your radio. It'll call whoever. So I'm like, you know, I hit the button and it's like, tune to Sirius Channel 18. And it goes on and they always laugh because it's the Beatles. They always laugh. Every single time.
I took a little license with that part. Okay.
Hey, I was reading more about the Andrea Kramer Hannah Storm.
Yeah. What about it? I can't even read anymore.
This is so ridiculous.
Why do they always force?
First of all, the idea that people are going, "Oh, that's great," when actually every NFL fan is going, "Oh, what the fuck?"
Exactly.
I mean, really, should they really announce it? Shouldn't you just have them do it and just. Tell us afterwards.
No, because it gets better than that. Because as you mentioned, it's only on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Here's the best part. If you're watching on Amazon Prime, you can still watch Troy Aikman and Joe Buck.
Oh, good. What do you have to do to get that?
Yeah, I think that's the default. You would actually have to choose to watch Andrea Kramer and Hannah Storm. Which, who is going to do that other than
a chick?
Just
maybe
hear, no.
Their families.
I don't know. There's just chicks that want to be announcers, I guess.
Wait, families.
Families.
No, family people like us who want to laugh for 5 minutes.
I don't want to laugh. It'll make me cry.
I think most women that watch football are pretty accustomed to hearing guys do it and are just fine
there
with that.
Remember when they did the Monday night game with Beth Mowins? There were just the same amount of women complaining about it than men on Twitter.
I swear to God, I did not hear one person say, "Hey, Beth Mowins is pretty good, I thought." Everyone was like, "Oh, my God."
Just a kiss ass will say it's good. The fakes.
I didn't hear anyone say they liked it.
Yeah.
Well, all the ESPN people would say they liked it.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Of course.
They absolutely would. Mike Tirico would say she was great.
He would.
Well, he's friends with
her, I love Mike.
I'm glad Mike enjoys her.
He's the best part of the Sunday night broadcast, by the way.
No, Mike's great. He has to say that. Or he feels he has to say that. Or he really feels that way. I couldn't tell you which.
I give up. I have a show and tell, by the way, today.
What?
I do.
Well, let's see. Was Brandon not going to take over the controls?
I guess not. I asked him.
Sitting back.
Oh, he's really... He's under protest, I guess.
We did talk about his prep today.
We did talk about his prep.
Sing it out.
Yesterday,
tell me. I get this big package in the mail at Zot Ford. This big package. And it's from another Ford dealer. I'm not going to say which Ford dealer it is, but a friend of the podcast.
Are you saying our show and tell is from a Ford dealer?
It's from someone that works at another Ford dealer.
Really?
And his name is John Whitfield. John's a big fan of the show.
Really?
And he wanted to send me something for show and tell.
Well, now you just outed him.
What a nice guy, huh?
I know.
Look at this.
I'm suspicious of his motives, but no.
This is called
what?
Holy Seagulls, Batman. It is a painting.
Looks like the show picture to me.
It's a painting by Dave Pollitt Art. And it's one of, how many out here, Drew? What's it say?
It's one. It's me. I'm looking for the trash can.
It's one out of 500. It's number 27 out of 500.
27 out of 500.
That's really kind of a funny picture. I
looked at it first and I was like, I couldn't make it out.
It's like Batman and Robin are just on a little sightseeing tour.
In
their uniforms.
I thought it was the Jersey Shore, first of all. I didn't know what it was until I searched it, and I found out it has a name. It's called Holy Seagulls Batman.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
How cool is that?
It's bizarre. I don't know what to say about it.
Can we hang it up here? Or is it not worthy of hanging up here?
Well, he sent it to you. You should probably just take it home and hang it up in your bedroom.
Right. Isn't it part of your Batman collection?
I wanted to put it up in my...
Sure, Kathy won't mind putting it in the bedroom.
I wanted to put it up in my little cubicle area, but I'm out of space. I don't have an inch.
Wait, there's
left.
Nothing that can come
there's
down.
There's nothing that can come down.
I was there the other day. I saw some stuff that could probably come down. There's
really?
A lot of crap up there. Yeah.
It's not crap. It's good stuff.
I mean, there's a lot of good stuff that could probably come down.
Somebody put a gun to your head and said, you must fit this Batman thing in nature up there. What would you take down?
I don't know. I could figure something out, I guess. If I
that
had
looks
to.
Like futuristic, beautiful stuff.
So, thank you, John Whitfield. You rock, man. Appreciate it. And he's a fellow Ford dealer like I am.
Wow.
Hustling, trying to make a living.
That? By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
That's very cool, man. It's so much nice stuff from you peeps. Thank you.
Very nice.
It's just nice to be, thought of.
Do you care to comment on his penis picture? Because
I don't
want
to comment. I don't
want to
comment on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's circed.
No.
Did you hear the anti-circumcision people?
I heard
were upset about the picture.
I heard about it.
We got in a lengthy discussion with the woman representing them.
I was a little disappointed.
It was very hard to get a word in.
I was disappointed I wasn't called about Batman's penis.
She shamed.
We're talking about it now. We haven't talked about it until today.
She
really.
Shamed my circumcised penis.
She did.
She did.
Yeah.
She has no idea.
You have no sensitivity.
She has no idea.
There's not going to be any foreplay with your foreskin.
Well, there's no sensitivity if she's doing anything. I guarantee you that.
She's going to spend all her time on your foreskin. That's missing.
I'll tell you, man.
She's going to go crazy and callus whatever it is up. She thinks it's normal to have calluses. She goes nuts.
I kept thinking about her three boys. They must be so
bummed. Poor guys.
Walking around. Shame.
Well,
they can have it done. It's just going to hurt more now.
Well, they'd have to have the foreskin added. They'd have to go to Tugger's.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mommy.
She's probably battling them to go to meetings of Tugger's.
She's probably tugging on it when they're sleeping. She's attaching weights to while they're asleep.
Oh, boy.
Go home to Mommy.
Did you see Jimmy Bennett, the young man who was sexually assaulted by Aja Argento?
Appeared, go home to your mom, darling.
Appeared on Italian TV.
Yeah, which was hilarious because he had to have everything translated and he made him look extra slow.
Is that the best gig he can get?
Well, that's kind of what...
Interview show.
That
they probably paid him.
That was my first thought was, okay, he really wants to speak out on the subject and he chose Italian TV, I suspect, because they paid him.
Why doesn't he pick Univision?
I don't know. I thought it was a really odd choice and he said...
Sure they paid him.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, too.
All expense paid trip to Italy?
They could not believe that he could be raped. They didn't understand that. And then he was asked if he EJ'd, and he said yes. And the crowd, ooh.
I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
So once again, it was implied to him that how could you be raped if you ejaculate? How could you say you were raped? Apparently not understanding that if you're underage, you can't consent to sex. But it's interesting. I was so intrigued by that story that I started reading.
At least his performance was enhanced for any physical activity. Like those kids that were getting beat off?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true.
So is 40 time improved?
Europe is kind of laughing at the Me Too movement. They think we're kind of crazy.
Especially France. Yeah.
Which I would agree that it's kind of crazy. But, I mean, they really think it's crazy. A lot. They are. I can't tell.
Housing. Who's the director? Statutory rape director?
Oh, Roman Polanski. Yeah. Well, we gave him a standing ovation in 2009.
Yeah, they're housing
biggest
them.
One in the history of the world.
They love him.
Yeah.
All's forgiven. But
were they ahead of us and then they fell behind us? Are we behind them in this field of thought? Or have they always been behind us? Or what is going on there? It was just a weird... At least what I was reading about France
and Italy.
They've
always allowed their women to be more sexually liberated.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think they take certain liberties with, as far as these stories go, I think they're less inclined to call something assault than we are here.
Yes.
Clearly. So, yeah, he took a lot of shit. And I think I'm trying to think of what the guy said.
I wonder how their social media is.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It can't be much better than ours. I mean, you have basically anytime any idiot can post.
Although they have stricter standards on Google. Remember, Google just had to pay that big
I bet you they don't get half the shit we have to put up with here.
That's why we have to go through all our... Well, you can actually remove your stuff off there. Like, they will make you do it, yeah. Which is why all the terms of service... You know, have you ever noticed they've had to agree to new terms of service because of what happened in Europe?
Oh.
But they've always been a little tighter
on... I bet you Drew could have gotten a
tighter on.
Could Drew have gotten a check? Could he have gotten a blue check mark? In Italy?
Never.
Might be easier for you to get a blue check.
Yeah, Italian radio personality. I might be one over there.
You should switch over.
I thought, you know what's so bad? I thought if I bitched about enough, someone would just do it for me.
Just to shut you up?
No.
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 That, you know that guy that I always follow, the Super 70s sports guy?
Yeah.
He's got like hundreds of thousands of followers.
Of course he does.
But no check mark still.
What?
They won't give him a check mark.
Has he complained about it?
Yeah, he's bitched about it. Of course.
What does it take to get a check mark?
I don't know. I think you need call letters behind you.
Is it the guy from Barstool that doesn't have a check mark?
Barstool.
He's got a gazillion followers and he has no check mark, and they won't give him one, apparently.
He's not a very nice guy.
You're intimate.
Which guy are you talking about?
The Barstool guy. The owner. What the hell's his name?
El Presidente. I can't think of his name.
Well, there's a few big... I'm not sure who the owner is, but there's a few...
Dave Portnoy?
Jay Portnoy?
Yeah, it might not... I'm not talking about him. I think it's somebody else. Is there another guy that runs with him?
There's
a few.
Big Cat.
There's
other guys.
Who's the Indianapolis? I understand why the Indianapolis is the punter.
Oh, Pat McAfee.
Why did he bolt Barstool, Brandon? What was the big to do? I know you're a big Barstool fan.
Why did he go there?
Why did he leave?
I thought he was still with Barstool.
No, he left in a huff.
Oh, you know what? This is news to me. I don't know.
What?
You didn't talk about it at your family reunion?
No.
I thought you were a big Barstool guy.
Well, me and Pat McAfee and John McAfee of McAfee Software, we get together every once in a while, but we haven't
in the recent hammock?
Yeah, we recently haven't because John killed somebody and that was an issue. And
okay. So. Yeah.
I didn't know that he left.
Barstool, I was just reading about the whole effort to put the show on ESPN and how Samantha Ponder threw a shit fit and ESPN they clipped the show after one episode?
Didn't even get on?
They had one episode, yeah. And actually I think it was generally pretty well liked. And they just decided, we can't possibly have a show for somebody who criticized Samantha Ponder. These people are too bought in, sexist, and misogynist for the ESPN network.
They are pretty.
They did tell her to go abort her baby.
They really are out there.
Barstool?
Yeah, they really are. They have no filter. They have zero filter.
Well, the problem was, and ESPN knew that. ESPN is.
That's the problem. They hired him knowing all that.
Yeah, and ESPN hired him because they felt ESPN was hungry for ratings. ESPN needs to bring in some new blood. ESPN is really stiff.
It is stale.
Really stale, yeah.
Stale.
And then they hire these guys for one show and smell the blood doesn't like it and say up. So I don't know what that cost them.
Pat McAfee's statement's just really odd and cryptic.
Yeah, he's implying he got screwed somehow.
Financial decisions were being made for me by people I had never met. Deals were getting made and pulled without my knowledge. transparency of everything became obsolete and very expensive. I began being disrespected by the business people in the building. I decided I don't want to make money for these folks anymore. I'm very proud of the work I did there.
I think he built a whole joint, like a Midwestern Barstool headquarters. I mean, I think he was, you know, really like Mr. Barstool Midwest, and he just, I didn't understand how they're spending his money, but he must be invested in it or something, I guess.
Mark, is that Eyebrow's boyfriend? Is he breaking up with her?
Yes, that is Eyebrow's boyfriend. You got it. Rocking out over there?
Yeah.
Is it this week in rock? Is that the intro?
What are you rocking out to?
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. That's a good call.
Is that the intro?
You're right.
We missed a very important anniversary of this day in rock a few days ago. It's the 25th anniversary of In Utero.
Oh, yeah.
You still rocking out?
Yeah, it's the intro. I don't have
what song is it?
Yet. It's
sounds
Sudan
great.
It's the Sudan Rock song.
Sounds awesome.
That should now officially be
what is it?
This day in rock.
Only
song.
Through his phone, 4 feet
yeah,
from the
far
microphone.
Far away, absolutely. That's sweet. Is that Huey Lewis in the news?
Sounds like Fogerty, doesn't it?
We can always make something out of
terrible.
Anything.
I have no idea what that is. Or why
sucks.
It's on my phone.
So, Mark, let me guess.
What?
Eyebrow's boyfriend, her fiancé, her mom wanted her to go with.
Yes.
Has now found somebody else, obviously.
Her best friend, Tom.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if Black Investigator Guy is investigating what happened with that part.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he's got his hands full with the plane.
Oh. Now, how about this guy with the...
I so want people to watch this show.
I'm going
to
watch it. I am going to watch it.
And Drew, you got to watch it, too. It's so bad.
What's the name of
I'm
it again?
Kind of pumped to watch it, actually.
Manifest.
It looks so
NBC.
Dumb. It looks like a great hate watch.
Now, this
so
guy,
bad.
The father, who
yes.
is with the sick son
yes.
and Eyebrow Girl, what happened?
Eyebrow Girl's his sister.
Okay. What happened to the rest of his family?
Well, there he's apologizing to his daughter for being gone for 5 years.
And missing her soccer games?
And she, yeah.
yeah, he was missing
you know
her
funny?
Soccer
games. I thought of, that's funny. I'm glad this part's on. I thought of you last night, Tom,
yes.
because he shows up to his daughter's soccer practice.
Oh, there you
she
go,
goes,
Joe.
Dad, what are you doing at practice? No parents go to practice.
There you go. Really, you hear that?
Which is
no
exactly what we've talked
I did.
About.
I did.
You know where I'm going after this?
Where?
Lily and Abby's practice. Volleyball tournament.
Tournament, but not practice.
No. You got a little snippy with us on Saturday, didn't you?
I did, because I knew you guys were going to bust my balls.
What?
When you got
all I did
with
is
us
I wrote,
on a text.
Brandon, I wrote Mark, and I'm like, hey, our girls from Lakeview are kicking Berkeley's ass right now. And then
I did not comment.
And then him
that.
And Drew wrote me back, we're at the football game.
No,
what are you doing there?
No, that's not what was
right,
going
on.
I was not involved. I did not text anything.
And then I'm like, well, I'm at my daughter's game. And then Drew wrote back, why do you always have to go to your daughter's game? Can't you just have your own time or something like that?
Mark, can you please
I'm gonna read them
reproduce the accurate conversation?
So you're telling me I'm lying?
I think all of Tom's insecurities are being sort of boiled into our comments.
Insecurities.
Lakeview is beating the snot out of Berkeley. Volleyball emoji, crying face emoji. So you're coming pretty hard already.
Okay.
Some trash talk.
I am. I am.
That was at 12:28.
Uh-huh.
So it was a whole 10 minutes later. There's football on today. That's all that was responded.
Uh-huh.
Then quote.
Oh, that was from you, though. I have not said anything yet.
And then Tom, but in quotes, so you must be quoting somebody. I have kids. Are you talking about...
I was quoting Fielder.
Yeah, I got kids.
I was quoting Fielder.
to which I responded, so do I.
So do I.
Then Tom responds, just wait.
And here comes Drew.
Hey, what's Mark waiting for?
That's true.
Tom, for his kids to start playing sports, dancing, shows, trips, etc.
Drew?
No, I replied, why do I have to be at every event? Tom, you can do whatever makes you feel best. To which Drew then replies, parents don't have to see every game to be a good parent. They're allowed to have a life. Why a parent goes to practice, in all caps, I have no idea. And then I wrote, I feel pretty good today with no kids. Of course, Michigan was walloping Nebraska at that point.
Man.
Drew wrote, ha ha ha, 30 to nothing helps. Followed with, I hate the fair catch kickoff. And then I wrote,
does Maz ever come back?
Then I wrote,
I come back.
Plus, I'll have another parent record everything on their phone. I'm not saying that's what makes you best. I'm saying whatever makes you feel best. I was at Maddie's soccer game this morning. Now I'm at my Lily and Abby's volleyball tournament, volunteering my time as well. Met about 10 podcast listeners already. Good for you, ends it with.
And would you know, I had about 5-6 stickers in my car at the time, and I was able to give them out.
Wow.
Where'd you get the stickers from? I need some.
Yeah, how'd you volunteer your time? You call it volunteering when you go to your daughter's games?
Well, I had to go behind the concession stand and sell, you know, pizza.
Because the game was boring anyway.
How much did you give away?
I didn't give any away. It's for the school.
But you give away podcast stuff.
They're making money for the school.
But that's making money for the fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser.
This is a fundraiser. We have people to employ.
Yeah, people are paid. People are alive.
I didn't give any shirts away. I told you. I did not give. I gave you the money.
Tommy, can I ask you something?
Go ahead, Brent.
How'd you get the stickers?
Drew gave me them.
Oh, I need to get some of those stickers.
I got a few.
Can you do me a favor, Tommy?
Yeah.
Can you get me a hat?
A hat? What hat you want?
You can't order one?
A Drew and Mike hat?
I have a Drew and Mike hat at work, but it's a small medium.
Do you want the gray one, Brandon?
Wait. You got to tell. There's a story here. Do you want to tell it, Brandon?
The story is I really want a hat. I like the hats that we sell in the store.
The new ones.
Yeah, whether they're gray or navy blue. Actually, I'd love all of them.
These are my favorite ones, the ones that are currently up there right now.
Yeah. So I wanted a hat, and I went on the store. I wanted to see how everything worked because I wanted to, you know, see the listener experience.
Fake.
And I purchased one. I purchased a hat.
Nice.
It hasn't come yet.
And then I got a text from Marasso that night, who handles, he's our shipping department. And he wrote, Brandon just ordered and paid for a hat.
Yeah.
And I wrote back, what a dummy.
I'm excited for it. And then it never came.
Well, he refunded you the money, presumably, to give you a hat.
Yes. No, he reached out, and he's like, why are you doing this? I'll just give you a hat.
But that was 2 weeks ago.
I know, and I haven't got the hat yet, so I think I'm going to buy one again to see if maybe it'll come in the mail.
That's good.
I haven't seen Marasso in a while, so he's busy.
The shipping department.
I mean, it's not like he works 2 miles away. Oh, yeah, he does. He works about 2 miles away.
So, Tommy, I need you to get me that hat, please.
All right, buddy. If you don't get it in the next 2 days, let me know.
All right, cool. Thanks.
See what I can do.
You're not going to do anything. You're going to make someone else do it.
Not.
Yeah, you will. That's how you roll.
I got a bad rap, man.
Well, some of us deserved.
That's it? You're shutting the phones?
I'm taking the opportunity to shut it down.
Drew bailed.
He bailed. I don't know. He took off. He got bored with your story about your hat.
Sorry about that.
Said that story is so bad, I'm so out of here.
We missed This Week in Rock.
Well, if he gets back in time, I mean,
he played his song again.
He has his intro music queued up. And then he just decided to
four feet away
and leave.
Man, no, you want one of these from 7-Eleven?
What are they?
What, a little taquito?
Oh, they're about taquitos that are 8 hours old.
They're not 8 hours old, they're 3 hours old. Here comes Drew. Oh, look at that.
Oh, he found a hat.
I don't know. I had to specially order it because I have a small head. This one might be too big.
Oh, that was really easy.
That'll fit over the headphones even.
That looks good on you.
That looks good.
It's a sharp hat.
A little big.
Let me try it on.
Are you slimming in it?
If it doesn't work, I mean, we should be able to get the right size. It's not adjustable, is it?
Yeah, it's a flex fit.
Yeah, it's a cool hat. I like that.
Doesn't work?
It's a little big.
That's a little big on you, Tom.
It's a tall riding hat. It's a tall rider.
Tommy, you look like A.B. Ebron.
I do. I need a whistle.
You just had the B on there.
I just need a whistle.
I guess the show's over.
Yeah. Drew, if you play your music right now, we can get This Week's Run. Replay your music. Market starts over.
I can't stop it once it's started. Could.
The Beatles cartoon series premiered in this day in 65.
Oh, that was great.
September 25th.
Love that.
The first episode of The Partridge Family on this day in 1970.
Oh, my God.
Jackie Wilson had a heart attack on stage at the Little Casino in New Jersey, collapsing in a coma, suffering severe brain damage.
Right there.
John Bonham of Led Zeppelin died after 40 shots.
Oh.
Jimmy Page's house. Queen on Saturday Night Live on this day in 82. Dave Grohl auditioned for Nirvana in 1990.